Hope you guys are enjoying Movies for Babies Month, but we can't even sustain a premise for a whole month. We forgot to talk about a movie in this week's episode of...
Well, we'll just tell your mother that we ate it all.
Wait. Dick off.
You didn't even get it. It just says dick off.
I'm actually happier with that.
Yeah, now it sounds like we're doing like the Apollo 69 instead of a lift off. Like, dick off.
I was thinking dick off. It's a remake of Face Off, but it's their dicks.
Well, you say dick off to me, and it's just like a bunch of people comparing dicks.
Yeah.
So it's bam, and the dick is gone.
We'll just tell your mother we ate it all dick off. Unfortunately, the woman is going to win.
Yeah.
It's about time, you know?
Yeah.
It's like,
it's 2020.
Yeah, they've been losing those dick measuring contests for too long.
You can't say, we'll just tell your mother we ate it all isn't the most feminist podcast that exists out of all billion of them, because we're the only one comfortable enough to let the woman, not let even, we're not letting, because no, that would imply that we're...
Her dick is objectively bigger.
Yeah, exactly.
And even after hormone shrinkage, too.
And we're fine with it.
Well... Like, I'm like a supporter of trans women in women's sports, but like, I think if we were to do a trans women, like if you were to do a dick measuring contest in the female division, you would have a unfair advantage.
So,
I think that's not fair on all those cis women to put you in their dick measuring contest.
Like, Rose lobbying the ICC.
Please!
When are you going to put dick measuring in the women's, and they're like, it's not even a guy's event.
Yeah. One thing that's just popped into my head thinking about that is like, I wonder who has the biggest ding-a-ling, or at least had the biggest ding-a-ling, of like all the trans comics in Australia.
Let's wildly speculate.
Because there's so few of... Like, I'd still be in with a good share.
I wonder if that's a Guinness World Record.
Biggest trans dong,
yeah.
I feel like it's not one that they'd log.
Why not, though? Because like, there's like... Because then you could argue that that's transphobia. You got him over a fucking
barrel. You got to log that log.
Yeah. Because like somewhere like in the far-flung future, when like you can just swap gender at will, we've been into this scenario, but like in like a Martian outpost or something, there'll be like a circus claiming that they have like the first trans dick in like a pickled jar, you know?
Yeah.
Like how people claim that they've got like one of Hitler's testicles.
Yeah, or like the pig fetus thing, you know? Yeah. That's always at like sideshow attraction.
You know how like when you learn about history, like they'll be like, you know, they didn't know about painkillers, so they just get them drunk and cut them off.
Yeah.
Like, it'll be like, they'll be like, man, back in the day, trans like bottom surgery was so barbaric. This dick doesn't even, you know... It's not even 9 inches.
Except, brother, by that...
This bog standard is like 11.
Yeah, this pussy isn't a perfect recreation of Pamela Anderson's pussy circa Tommy Lee sex tape.
Do you know what I heard, though?
This is the same pussy from Barbed Wire.
I, like, in all the downtime during this, like... Corona shit, like I have probably unhealthily just been like doing a lot of like research into like surgeries and where to go, who to see, blah 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 blah, and all that shit. And
I've been doing the same thing, but instead of researching a life-changing surgery, it's playing video games.
Yeah, but it's similar.
It's very similar, but like it's not healthy because like I'm so far from ever being able to pay for any of it. But like, apparently, you actually are in better stead to get a better fucking vagina if you've got a bigger dick.
Yeah, it's more to work with.
There's more to work with. Yeah, absolutely. That makes a lot of sense to me.
So, man,
imagine being like the first trans like MTF with a micro dick. And they're like, we can't even fucking do it.
Yeah. They apparently,
you're like, so what do I do? And they're just like, well, you just have to.
I guess you've got to build lips around your dick and call it a clit.
Just tell people it's a pussy. They don't gonna know.
I did a bit of research into that because I thought that when I was looking at it.
Yeah.
Was like, apparently it means that they have to graft skin from like other places, like use your like scrotal skin and stuff like that,
or
like,
but that goes anyway, right?
Yeah, but they can graft stuff of your butt, but it would also just mean that you had just like the shallowest pussy.
Yeah,
so you'd have like instead of a micro dick, you'd have a micro cunt.
I don't
and also like, you know, because you'd be proud of your new pussy, but like if they took like a skin graft off like your shoulder or something, like you're a new woman, like, say goodbye to, like, feeling comfortable about, like, your beach bod.
Yeah,
you're
yeah,
just,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
in a bikini and you've got this yeah, huge thing and people are like,
and
what
it's like,
fuck
pussy,
that?
What, pussy was
yeah,
here.
Yeah, but you have to be like, well, you should fucking look at my pussy, dude. Like, fucking, I'll pull it down right now. It's designer shit. This is Gucci.
I'm still...
They're just like, no, your fucking shoulders.
I reckon that's
tragic.
Why they do it off your butt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm or like then, upper like, thigh.
But then, like, where would you, like, if you wanted to show off your beach bod, like, where's the best place to get a skin graft off of? Like,
it's
like,
it'd be like
your butt, you'd probably try and wear, like, a G-string bikini.
Depends.
Right?
I mean, I absolutely will be doing that.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, good news, you have plenty to work with.
Yeah, I don't have to get the butt graft.
So what, like... Maybe your arm, like your inside arm.
I reckon, like, get
then you could be like, yeah, tattoo removal.
Or,
but also look at my pussy.
But what I was just thinking is, like, get it on the inside arm or something and then get a tattoo
yeah,
over it.
Yeah, you can tattoo
yeah,
over
but
skin
maybe
grafts.
That skin, oh, really? You
yeah,
can?
For sure. You can tattoo over burns and scars and all that shit. People
that's what, like,
time.
James Hetfield has. He's got, like, a big tattoo, like, commemorating when he, like, his arm went up in flames.
Yeah, like, people do. Like, I've seen people, like, get psoriasis cover-ups and, like, use the psoriasis in the tattoo. People, like, covering up scars is really common.
Yeah.
I know that from my dating life.
Unfortunately, those don't cover up the scars because those scars aren't visual.
No, yeah, I'll need a thigh piece for that.
Do you have self-harm scars on your thigh?
No, I have a very small one that it's kind of faded pretty
this
good.
Is my thigh
I was kind
piece.
Of I was kind of a pussy during my self-harm phase, so don't worry about it.
I'm too much
I'll show you now. I can pull it up.
Show us your dick.
Yeah. Right.
Don't do that. We've already had to look at his
my
balls
other self-harm
scar.
No, I've got one like little mark you can kind of see. Hold on.
This feels like we.
Oh, it's
like,
fine. I guess it was a decade ago.
The listeners can't see. So
yeah, there you go. See that
okay,
little
yeah,
mark
yeah.
there? That was
yeah.
one.
Yeah. Yeah. Was this that's from a decade
long.
Ago, or was this you watched House like last week and you're like, I want to be like my hero?
I need Chronic Leg Pain.
What was his name? Jimmy Quinn.
Hastings just smoking and Dari talking a British accent, being like, you know what the difference is between me and you, Yvette?
Yvette, you know, like, why are you wearing eyeliner?
No, she'd like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you a fan of the guy liner?
Yeah, she. Well, every time I do something that makes me less emo, she threatens to leave. So,
right.
Yeah. I was just back on shallow pussies
I reckon
for a second.
With the hair that you've got now, like if you wore like the short sleeved black shirt with the red tie and
yeah.
did some guy liner, like yeah. a bit of Billy Joe Armstrong,
absolutely.
I reckon she'd be right into that.
That's big Jimmy Quidd energy. I was just thinking about when you said shallow pussy before, because like as soon as you said it, I just like admit, like not like no hesitation in my mind, just straight I was just like, I'm in the deep end, watch as I dive in. Yeah, but it's about a pussy.
Paul Kelly, deeper pussy,
deeper pussy, yeah. in the shallows. Yeah, that's great shit. I was thinking also today, speaking about, you know, activism and changing the world, obviously there's a lot... happening in the world right now in Atlanta and Minneapolis. What's the other?
Minneapolis.
I was thinking about Minnesota. No, that doesn't sound right. There's no black people there. Yeah, Minnesota.
Minnesota is in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Oh, we just thought Minnesota was.
We just spent the last two fucking episodes doing Mighty Ducks movies, where a whole
yeah.
which is set in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
I failed the geography quiz. I thought there were like no black. Well, it doesn't matter. They clearly are.
There are actually like, there black people everywhere.
Yeah, there wouldn't be heaps.
Oh, it's like isn't it like 15% of the population? Anyway, that's not the point. The point I wanted to make was I've been thinking today about like how like I don't think this, but how funny would it be if I was
he's
like
attempting the tightrope walk?
What if I was like came out as like yeah guys, Black Lives Matter, but I meant like emos. Like I was like I'm trying to get in on the Black Lives like Black Parade Lives Matter.
Black Parade. Oh, I'm almost certain if you Google Black Parade Lives Matter, you'd find something.
All right. Well, good thing I didn't tweet it on the walk over here.
Here's something.
Did you actually?
No, I nearly tweeted it, but I didn't.
I'd probably leave it for a while.
I couldn't do it because I was going to do like a... I was trying to work it out, but then I was going to be like, that's the joke, and then be like, nah, but for real, fuck the police. And then I was like, I don't want
to
be that guy.
It's too close to it.
Yeah, yeah. I know. Yeah, well, I didn't tweet it. So I just got away with saying it on pod, but I backed away from it enough that I get to say the joke guilt-free.
Wouldn't this be like a bad idea?
By the time this
Jamie, that's my main trick.
By the time this comes out 5 days from now, it'll be like removed enough.
Yeah.
Here's something that I was...
Also, just fully on record, fuck the police.
Yeah. We're proud ACAB pod.
Yeah, absolutely.
but I
not Jamie. He's a cop.
I was leafing
your
through
call me officer.
Leafing through some Stereo Gum articles the other day, and I came across My Chemical Romance top 10 songs counting down.
Yeah.
Black
Parade would have been number one.
It was. And yeah. What are your thoughts
on
this?
I could see Hastings disagreeing with a lot of these choices.
Mm.
For sure.
Should I get it up?
Man,
yeah,
please.
Please.
Okay. Talk amongst yourselves while I'm Googling.
I was thinking today about like, this
kind of
matches in with like emo subculture because like, do you reckon, I mean, you lived it. I lived it, but I didn't go full like you.
Mm.
And like, I think part of that was because I was like, oh yeah, like this will be done at some point and it will be ridiculous.
Yes.
Which is true.
So like, do you, I was thinking like, do you know someone that like, I mean, this might be too close to home, but like, do you know someone where you're like, oh man, this is dumb for you now and like, you should know it already?
Like with emo stuff?
No, like
yeah,
in
his
general.
His name's Andrew Hastings.
Because I was thinking with this fuckwit that like used to be friends with my ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like he was in that group.
Yeah, give me an example of what you're talking about.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So he was in that group. Mm-hmm. Like everything I'm going to say is like, oh yeah, of course, this guy should regret, like should know that like all his life choices are leading to a place where like in 10 years he's like, what a dickhead.
Yeah. Mm.
Like, so he was like, he was this Russian guy that like hung out with like my ex-girlfriend's friends because
Russian emo.
No, no, it was an emo.
Oh, right.
He desperately wanted to fuck this other the Russian girl, and he was like a club promoter kid,
yeah,
so he was like big into that shit.
Yeah.
See, that I was gonna say Russian emo doesn't track, but
yeah,
that
yeah,
tracks.
Yeah. So like is like this would be like early fucking doors days of Facebook, so he had like along like his Facebook, MySpace and whatever you use, like the MSN Messenger stuff, he had his own catchphrase that he'd made.
Oh,
which is like
I like this
fuck, let me, I'm it, this might be paraphrasing it, but it's basically it. Mm. It's like, sleep is overrated.
Yeah.
Parties. Fuck. It's like, sleep is overrated. Party should go on forever and weekend should be every day of the week or something.
Absolutely, dude.
And it's just like, okay, you're a fucking loser. And so like his banner picture for all his stuff was like Barney Stinson in a suit.
Yeah.
And it just said,
oh, that's
wait,
perfect.
Wait.
Yeah.
Oh, well, can you guess what it said?
Suit up?
No, but you're close.
No, it's here, like legend wait for it or something.
No,
right?
No, it's more it's like a full quote. But
oh
like,
man, full Barney.
But like, but Rose is probably closest to like the vibe of this guy who would, like he'd be a guy who like at 23 thought it was fucking rad to go to the Ivy in like a suit and
yeah,
be
yeah.
like, hey, 18-year-olds, isn't this cool?
Yeah.
The quote was, whenever I'm sad, I decide to stop being sad
and
be
awesome.
Be awesome
instead.
Instead.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Dear, dear.
That's hilarious.
And you're just like, this is yeah, and just like watching him, because like he used to like come, like he used to like be at parties. Like I like barely knew him. Like I got introduced to him a couple of times and mostly just avoided him because I was like, oh yeah, not my kind of person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so like he'd come to parties and he'd always be around and it was very big, like North Shore.
Yeah.
Like covered in fluoro because you're always going to Ivy and Cargo and like you're spending. Do you remember Cabana Home? Bar in St. Leonard's?
I do.
Yeah.
I never went there, but I
never
like,
went to St. Leonard's.
I knew a bunch of people that went.
Yeah. It was like a place where like North Shore douchebags, especially like a lot of rugby league
old boys went
because it was like a members.
Kind of
like
an
RSL,
like
but classy.
Yes. I was like Green something. What's it fucking called?
Greenwood.
It was kind of like Greenwood?
More for like rich kid North Shore, like older.
Yeah, if
teenage.
You're getting up in
okay.
like Atlanta.
So
ex
Greenwoods.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, people who graduated past Greenwood.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably people who would go to Ryan's.
It's Adultwood.
People who,
after Teenwood.
People who would go to Ryan's bar after work and say it's the sickest bar in the city.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Do I know people like that, but in different categories?
Yeah.
Yeah, hard style people I grew up with.
yeah, well, that's all you
like,
need to say.
People who go to Stereo and shit.
Like more like people with like Def Con tattoos and shit
like that.
Yeah, I was very into MDMA. Like you gotta understand.
They've got like they got an RIP tattoo for like all the people that OD'd at like DEF CON that year, even though they didn't know any of them.
Absolutely.
That sleep is overrated thing reminded me of like there was this club in Miranda in the Shire where like the Westfield was or whatever. It was called Carmen's, and that was like one of the like the Shire clubs that you went to, and it just always made me laugh so much. It's like, I think it was like, I don't know if it was their MySpace page or their Facebook page or something like that, but there was like a photo on there from this dude who was like like a club king or whatever.
Yeah.
And just the caption was like the best thing in the world. It's like, I've been to Ibiza, I've been to Paris, I've been to Milan, and I still think Carmen's is the best club in the world.
Fuck. But that's like,
sick. That's so tight.
Like, that's like,
I've like heard about Carmen's. That rules.
Yeah, I mean, so like, good.
I would laugh if, like, right now you were like, I've got something to show you, and you had it, like, tattooed it. I'd be like, that's fucking funny.
Well,
like, that's
the
a bit.
The twist is, the club kid was me.
Did you, like, did it, was Carmen's, like, a place that let in, like, underage people?
Like, you probably could get in, but, like, they could be pretty strict sometimes, because, like, I would, like, because I slow my speech at the best of times, like, yeah, when I'm sober. So I would, like, turn up after having done a shift in the bottle shop, and like haven't had anything to drink at all, and yeah, the bouncers
except
would be
for
like,
sampling the produce doesn't count out in business hours.
Oh no, someone broke this bottle of wine. Yeah. I guess I'll chalk that up to allergies. Glug 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 glug.
Yeah.
No, but I would turn up and they'd be like, "How much you had to drink tonight, mate?" I'd be like, literally nothing. I would have served alcohol.
I know you'd fire up at that question though, which is your first mistake. But just go, oh, nothing. But the answer is nothing. I came from work. No, what the fuck are you?
No, I'd say nothing. But yeah, like, I got properly challenged one time, and he's like, "Don't lie to me." And I'm like, "I'm not lying to you. Like, I literally just was working in a bottle shop. I probably served people who are in there."
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, "Give me a breathalyzer."
Yeah.
I learned this thing. I have two things I want to say, but now you just remember. Like, one time, like, this fucking guy at the ranch, which was a pub, like, near my uni.
I've heard of that.
He was, like, drunk as shit. And he was like, "A key to getting in anywhere, brother."
You went to Macquarie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was my dad.
He had his arms around two babes, so probably was. And he's like, my
one of them
pussy
was your
son.
Wife.
My pussy son wants me to come home.
He said he had a nightmare. Yeah.
He said he had a nightmare that his favorite band Fall Out Boy broke up.
Yeah. Jamie's in his 20s in this story, so I'm in my late teens, and I'm like, Daddy.
Yeah, you're like that now.
Like now, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, so this guy came and he's like, "Brother, I'll tell you how to get in a pub anytime you want to get into a pub." Someone, you go to the bouncer, right? He asks you how much you had to drink. You say two. And you pull out your car keys. You jingle him in front of him and go, "I'm driving, mate." They do that. They let you in. Right. And they give you free Coke. <It's>
like Coca-Cola or
Coca-Cola.
Cocaine?
So he was like, so they give you free Coke, and like, I can't continue doing the voice. I probably could, but it's like they give you free.
He's got like a fucking
He's like, they give you free Coke.
Bourbon.
Well, the free Coke's good if you have the flask. I used to do that when I was.
You got
so many people.
You got a little Bundy. You drink for free all night. And it's like, and like, fair play to him. Mm. I did try it once. And it worked.
It could work, like, on a dumb bouncer.
I'd had like six beers, and a guy was like, "How much you had to drink tonight?" And I was like, "Oh, nothing. I'm just here to pick up my mates." Showed my car keys, and he was like, "Oh, cool."
Yeah, I think that would work at like a pub, even like a crowded party pub. It would not work.
It would not work at the townie, especially when I turn up at 2 a.m.
Dude,
girding like a water buffalo.
Fucking cunt at the townie hates me.
Oh man, I've been not let into the townie a lot of times.
He's so weird.
I used to have like a lot of, when I was single, I used to like have a lot of Tinder dates, be like, "Hey, like, do you want to meet up? Like, we're both done drinking, meet at the townie," and I'd be like, "I'll see you outside." and like every time, like, they'd get there and they'd like be like all dressed up and like sometimes with their friends, and I'd just be like having a cigarette swaying outside, and they'd be like, "Well, yeah," and I was like, "It's already done." And then they'd be like, "Well, what if we come with you?" And I was like, "Go for it." But like immediately be like, "Not again, mate." And you just be like, "Can we just go home and do sex?" No, like, absolutely not.
Oh man, this is actually a good way to bring it up. I figured out what I want to do for my 30th. I finally got it.
Do sex?
Yeah, man, one of these days. Oh, wait.
With my wife. Finally!
That would be the biggest How I Met Your Mother reveal at all, if like at the end of this we were like, "Guys, we're all moving on to comedy careers. I'm Andrew Hastings. I've never actually had sex."
Yeah. Well, that was the original thing.
Yeah.
Every story can be logically disproved.
Mm-hmm. But the original thing was, for 3 years, you claimed that you hadn't had sex for that amount of time, and you'd been having sex hadn't had a break longer than 3 weeks
from
in that
from
whole time.
From memory, as far as you were aware, the first time I got laid and the time that I knew you was on that Adelaide trip,
yeah, yeah.
Which was far from the truth.
Yeah, as it would all
I'm something of a master manipulator.
Yeah. It was a very complicated
situation.
So
what do you want to do for your 30th?
I'll write an hour about it one day.
Absolutely should.
For my 30th, and you guys are invited, obviously, so I'm telling you.
Oh, gee, thank you.
Thank God.
Listener, hit me up. You're invited too.
Finally, this party sounds fun.
I want to get...
I'll only go if Jamie goes.
I'll only go if Rose goes.
I want to get in... That's very funny. I want to... And you guys have to come because it's my birthday. That's the main thing.
Only if Rose goes.
I'm going to get an Airbnb in Manly.
Oh, no.
We're all going to get the ferry across. We're gonna go see a Manly game at Brookie. Have to wait till next year, depending on COVID stuff. See a Manly game at Brookie, then just night on the Corso, baby. Oh, God. Do a bar crawl through the Corso. Take you all on a tour.
Sounds awful.
It's going to be so sick.
Do you want me to read through this list?
I'm kind of keen.
It'll be great. The Manly game. My dad will come to the Manly game.
I want to talk about this club for a second. Oh, no, yeah, do the list. I'll talk about the club afterwards. We got heaps of time. These episodes are all now like 4 hours long.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay, so number 10. Many of these I do not know because I think some of them are from the first album. I don't know what's what.
Correct.
It's
continue.
Like werewolf lipstick and stuff like that.
So number 10 is a real like emo fucking thing because of the album name and the song title. So the album is called I Brought You My Bullets, You Brought Me Your Love.
Oh, such a good album. It's such a good album.
Awful. Awful title.
Yeah.
But it's...
Rose, can I...
I'm interested to see if my favorite song in the world will be on this list.
Yeah.
I have a number one all-time favorite song, and I'll tell you if it comes up.
Well, this first one is called Honey, This Mirror Isn't Big Enough
for
the Two of Us.
Such a good song.
And
it's about cocaine.
It says here, the first little paragraph, this song is about sucking dick for cocaine.
I don't know if that's true, but I've heard that before. It's definitely about, like, the mirror thing's an allusion to cocaine. He was doing coke at the time.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. It's a great song. It's one of their heavier ones. It's good.
Okay.
It's, like,
so
pretty, it's a very punky, like, fast one.
Number 9, 2004's Three Cheers for Sweet Revenge. We've got...
favorite album.
It's not a fashion statement. It's a death wish. A song I vaguely recall when I had
such a good
that
song.
Record.
Yeah.
We've got number 8 from the first... Was that the first record? The shitty title... Bullets thing.
They only got 4 hours.
Okay. What about this? Do you think this is a real My Chemical Romance title or a fake one?
Mm-hmm. That's a good game.
Yeah,
that's a
good game. It's like I keep my lipstick on the dresser and my 9 in my pocket.
That sounds real.
It's fake. I just made it up.
I mean, like, your reaction should have been what gave me the answer.
I was pretty stony-faced.
You said yep. But
As in yep, as in continue.
Number 8 is called Head First for Halos.
See, I have a controversial take. Mike and Romance have said that that's their, like, favorite song off the first album. They talk about it being, like, the song that defined the rest of their sound or whatever. I think it's fine.
What about this one, Rose? Ashtray Romantics. Real or fake?
Nah, fake.
Yeah, you got me.
that was like 2 on the nose, I think.
Yeah. I was going to originally say Ashtray Romance, but I thought you'd be like, you can't fucking say romance in there. With the band's called Romance and it's got Romance.
Well, that could happen, I reckon.
Their first track on their first album is called Romance, Move On.
Oh.
Yeah, it's an instrumental. Yeah.
I would have been more... Like, I probably still would have said no because I've cottoned onto your little whaley tricks here.
Well, I was thinking
but I would have been more inclined to say yes about romance than romantics.
I was just like thinking of like if you could be like an Australian version of basically an Australian screamo band and incorporate like Melbourne Bitter, ? Melbourne Spite.
oh, I like that. We're going to have to make a band. Okay, number 7 from the Black Parade is I Don't Love You.
It doesn't belong in a top 10. It's a great ballad.
I really like that song. I don't know about top 10, but it's a great song.
Yeah, it's a great song, but I'm just saying it doesn't belong in the top 10. We're saying the exact same point, but sounding like we're at each other's throats.
Yeah, I just love that song.
Fuck you! I love it!
I just haven't listened to My Chemical Romance for 2 months. I haven't listened to them since they got cancelled.
Number 6, also from the Black Parade, we've got Mama.
Like the show. Mama, easily top 10. That's an incredible song.
Mama's a great song.
That would be like top 5 for me.
Okay, this one I heard the other day and didn't enjoy. Mm-hmm. Also from the Black Parade, number 5, Famous Last Words.
Oh.
Famous Last Words is a banger.
Such a good song.
Now, this one, I know...
But it probably doesn't belong on the top 10.
I think it does.
This one...
Listener, you should listen to all these songs.
This one, I think, might get a reaction. Because I think it's a banger.
Mm-hmm.
It's from the Black Parade, number 4, Teenagers.
Ugh. Yeah, Teenagers is a banger.
That's one of my big MCR. I don't like that song.
Teenagers slaps. It's a good pop song.
Teenagers like slaps, but I might not put it on top 10. But
the riff's too soft start for my taste.
I agree that it is a banger.
All right, there's three left. What do you think they are?
Welcome to the Black Parade.
Helena, I'm Not Okay.
Yeah.
At what positions?
Black Parade, one, I'm Not Okay, two, Helena, three.
I swap Helena and I'm Not Okay around.
Jamie's correct.
They didn't have my favourite song. I was trying to think of a funny fake name. Demolition Lovers is my favourite MCR song.
So Fake Fan, you're calling Fake Fan?
I like Thank You for the Venom is great.
Thank You for the Venom would be like top five.
Is that on three?
It's three cheers.
Also, Disenchanted's my favourite song.
That's a Vet's favourite one.
Yeah.
Favorite MCR.
It's underrated, I reckon.
You want to hear some... I'm going to drop some Hastings Rex on MCR just real quick, just for the listener. And then you should listen to Demolition Lovers. Let me think about this. Demolition Lovers, Bullet to the Tear Duct, and I Never Told You What I Do for a Living. One of those was fake. Which one?
I know. I've got a guess.
Well, Demolition Lovers is real. I've heard that one.
So one of the other two. See how I did it? See how I did it, James?
Yeah, it's
I
clever.
Snuck it in. I was like, I'm just going to name some songs and she won't know. So
the second one, maybe two on the nose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bullet to the Tear Duct.
Yeah.
For a minute, I was like, fuck, is that
also,
B-side?
But it
like,
does sound like
I was
it
like,
does sound
like, I was like, I haven't heard that song. Maybe that song.
I was trying to think of something not too obvious. I also recommend, and I'll just do real ones right now, if you want to check it out, I highly recommend Demolition Lovers, obviously. Honey, I Never Told You What I Do for a Living. You know what they do to guys like us in prison. Vampires Will Never Hurt You. Anything else I'm missing? It's like a...
Well, do you want to like go full range and give him some...
Thank You for the Venom's great.
Do you want to give him a Danger Days one?
Danger Days, I think Summertime is grossly underrated. It's like a great like Smashing Pumpkins-esque, like kind of like nice sort of...
And if I could recommend Summertime by Thirsty Merc...
Yeah, great.
It's a cover.
Fuck, that would actually be so
and
sick
Summertime
if it was.
By Vince Staples.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good song.
Yeah. Summertime Magic by Childish Gambino.
I don't think I've heard that.
That song, In the Summertime When the Weather is Fine.
Yeah,
yeah, that's great. That's
yeah. Summertime Sadness.
Was that Mungo Jerry or something like that?
You're not allowed to say that word.
Wasn't that the name of the artist?
I don't know.
I think it was the name of the artist.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
Does summer have the best songs?
Better than winter songs.
I heard a thing once that apparently the most common words in like top 40 title summer. Songs are I think it was tears and rain. I think it was like really like they were the
surely it would have to be like love high. Baby
I think it might like, be excluding like conjunction and like pronouns and also the word love specifically. I think love was excluded. I think they're all good songs. You should listen to them all.
What's your club story?
Yeah, it's not a story. It was more just like an observation to see if you two have something like... When we were growing up, there was like a fabled like a club that let underage people in.
Right.
And like I could never... It's in like West Pennant Hills.
Little St. James.
Right.
It was a club for underage people. It was called the Lolita Express. It's a big flying plane. Yeah, and so
if
like,
I were a pedophile and I had a secret island, I wouldn't call it Little St. James.
Yeah,
I'd call it Adult St. James.
Yeah, it's just like yeah.
There's lots of big grown-up words. Taxes Island.
Yeah. Billionaire stuff.
Franking Credits Peninsula.
Googling what franking credits were when that controversy came up—that's a night of my life I'll never get back.
Yeah, I didn't bother.
It's confusing.
It sucks.
Okay. To do with like tax exemptions on insurance.
I can't
stuff.
Understand anything financial, sorry, investment stuff. Which is probably why I have no money.
So did you have like this underage club like it let people in, but we only heard about it from like the girls, and this was like in year 8 or 9 when like. And
that's
like
young.
In like the yeah, and in like the late '90s, early 2000s, where like these girls were like weirdly proud of like announcing that they were getting fingered at these clubs.
I reckon that's a real hallmark of like year 8, year 9.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a lot of like people being like, I got fingered by Dallas. Like a guy called Dallas. And he's 22.
Dallas would like, slip the fucking digits into a young girl.
The first time I heard
Dallas is a real name of a guy who did like he was like in his 20s.
Oh no!
And, like, but then like oh no, yeah, because like it's gross. But like these girls were like a lot of girls, like two girls in my school dated Dallas.
Fuck yeah.
They're like 15 being like, can't believe Dallas asked me out.
Yeah, because he's so impressionable. Like, oh, that's
he's
awful.
Got a car.
Yes, oh, not yeah. me. Yeah, objectively not me. He has a car.
Is that why you didn't get a car? Because yeah, yeah. You didn't get your license because you're like, if I do, I'll just become a pedophile.
No, of course like, not.
So easy to just chuck him in the back and then drive.
It's just like, this is the one thing holding me back.
It's also, a vehicle like, to abduct this, someone. In this scenario, I'm like a horrific pedophile. I'm just so lazy. Yeah, like, I would love to.
But no, you're not kids. Like you're not a horrific pedophile. Like the car, like you won't even look up like child pornography or like stuff like that. You're just like you're holding on by a thread, and that's that you won't get your license. Even though people are like, hey, Six, you've got to grow up. And you're like, I'm doing it for the kids.
Do you reckon there is like a pedophile? It's just like, oh, look, yeah, like I'm into that, but I just can't be asked.
Yeah.
Almost certainly.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot, I know a lot of people like are technically pedophiles, but don't act on it. Okay.
Yeah, so that's a big thing.
That's like a thing.
But like, not just for laziness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to hear more about these girls getting fingered.
Oh, no.
I was just like, it was more the observation that they seemed to be the only people. So I never figured out like if the club like served drinks to people or if it was more just like a dance hall that served like soft drink. And like
yeah, like a
bunch
blue light
disco. Yeah, and like a bunch of people who had just like graduated high school and started going to uni would be like, this is where you, the fucking like buffet
showing
is.
Up to fuck, that's disgusting.
Man, like there were like, I'm sure it happened at your school too, but like girls like who were 15 in my school were super proud of dating
no,
guys.
No, of course,
who
absolutely.
Had, like,
I didn't go to school with girls.
It makes
girls
I was going
like,
to say who were in uni, but none of them were in
it
uni.
It makes you seem more grown up. And like,
Yeah.
We didn't have that per se, but like Hunters, which was like in Sutherland, like infamous, like, you know, like every year the Daily Telegraph would do that thing of like Sydney's most violent venues and like Coogee Bay Hotel would always be on it.
Stains on there.
Yeah, that would be there. Like Hunters was always on it, and like Hunters changed its name so many times. Like every time someone OD'd in the toilets or something, it was like Hunters, Elevate, some other bullshit, but it was just everyone
don't
just
go in the toilets.
Yeah,
everyone, I can't wait to drink with you guys at the Stain.
But everyone just called it the Dirty H.
Have we not had a beer at the Stain together?
We probably have after Hemingway's.
The Dirty
Or when they used to do the mic at Stain.
I only did that gig once, and I don't think you were there that night. I remember
I
having
like
a beer with you after.
You.
I think we've done it together.
I remember having a beer with you before Hemingway's at Shark Bar. Like Shark Bar in Manly. The Shark Bar in Manly.
Really?
Yeah. Or maybe you. Maybe it was just Jane. Maybe it was Alex and someone else. But I remember.
I was going to say it can't be me because I didn't know there was a Shark Bar in Manly.
So yeah,
I would have been. Is. I think I've only been to the Stain. Like I've been to Ivanhoe. Oh my fucking god! I must have told this story on the pod. Have I told you about the time I tried to get into the Stain when I was 18?
Please tell me.
I don't know. Maybe
this is like
go again. Who cares?
This is like
we've
an
done over 100 episodes.
This is like an all timer.
All right,
really?
Hit me, baby.
Yeah, I need to get.
Fine,
I need to get a beard.
I was
going to
say, I
want to
go get a beard. Yeah. Well, right. Hang on. Two
you
of
both
us
get
can't
beard.
Do
no, do it. I want to hold it down. You both go get beards.
Oh
no.
Oh, this is so troubling. Wait, hang on. Are you getting
prepared? I have not planned for what I'm going to do when they leave.
Am I just getting you one of my beers?
I think I might. Oh, maybe I have one right here.
You'd be back by now if you just did it.
Yeah, but like.
I was just going to keep recommending MCR songs.
Well, there you go. The whole the whole point of this is just prove how much we don't trust you to hold down the fort.
Or how cool it is to get a beer out of a backpack.
Generate 90% of the content for this podcast.
No, go on. Hold it. I'm opening the bit.
All right. Other good My Chemical Romance songs. Cubicles, the band themselves don't like, I think is grossly underrated. Early Sunsets Over Monroeville. That's one I should definitely recommend. That song's amazing. You should absolutely listen to that one right away. It's about the movie Dawn of the Dead.
Before you tell the story, I was just going to say like the thing about like Hunters or whatever is like they used to run those like underage club nights. Like,
yeah, maybe Patrick's was like a night.
I never went to any of them, but like, did y'all? Because like that was where people would go and talk about getting fingered.
No, what? we had like school discos that were organized by outside third parties, but they were in like church halls and things.
At a school like before
a lot of fingering in them.
But yeah, before I moved to Australia, there was this thing that this isn't the story. This still to come. There was this thing called Youth Club, which was like for people just on the like it was like 11 to 13, so it was like years 7 to 9, and basically like you'd go to like a recreational area of the school, and they'd set up like. And this was on Friday night. So, like, the idea was to, like, get all the kids in the school but under the supervision of like one or two teachers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so like there'd be like an N64, a PlayStation, like some beanbag chairs, and you could play like on the basketball courts where it was like well lit. But like a lot of people.
So basically, like your dream now.
Yeah, that sounds tight.
Yeah, and it's Hastings Dream now because there are a lot of underage people experimenting with. Like cigarettes and alcohol. Well, like there was like year nine girls like hooking up with people and stuff. And like that one was like, I left school too early to really get it. Like I left just when like the getting was good there. Like when I was there, I was all about like waiting for a turn on Mario Kart. And people were like, Michael Applegate's just gone and tried his first cigarette. Do you? And like, I remember like he came, like he did, like we went around this fucking like darkness, like pure darkness. And he's got like a whole fucking 2 liter bottle of Coke and he's got like a cigarette. Of course, like bum puffs it and immediately like, I thought he was pretending, but like he started being like, fuck, and throwing up.
Yeah, you can throw up from smoking too much. It happened to me once.
I don't buy it. Like, I think he got like a swig of Coke and like did that so he looked like hardcore in front of people.
That's so lame.
Yeah.
What would look more hardcore is to just like, smoke competently.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the coolest
thing.
But no,
but no one knew and it was pitch black.
It's such a big thing. Like, even like we were probably in year 11 and we were like having drinks at our friend like Fullo's place and he smoked like properly and we had like a guitar out the back and someone was like, oh, like photo op, like chuck Fullo's dart in your mouth while you're playing the guitar. So I was just doing that thing where you're just like smoking while playing guitar. And then I got called Smokey for like a fortnight. Purely because I had like half smoked a dart.
I just want to clarify something. I'm not a pedophile.
But what about all those sound bites we recorded last episode?
I haven't touched someone under the age of 18 since I was under 18. And I haven't made out with a teenager or any, I haven't touched a teenager of any kind. I mean, the last time, other than the time I accidentally made out with
waiting for you to say something that just like,
well, except for the time I accidentally made out with an 18-year-old at a nightclub when I was 28. I've told this story on pod, haven't I? Oh, it's pretty funny.
I don't know if you want to.
No, she was over 18. It's like legal. It's just gross. And I've reacted.
What, did you ask for ID? How did you know?
Well, we're in there. I'll get to that.
I remember once, like, you got, like, we were pretty drunk, and you took me aside, you put your arm around me, and you said, Jamie, brother, I'm going to tell you my motto. Under 18s? No. Being under an 18-year-old? Yes.
I never said that.
And then he said, I'm going to teach you how to live. And he said, suit up.
Yeah.
You know, when I feel sad, I just stop me. Because that was there.
Yeah.
Like,
Hastings, but that was your motto.
Well, when I feel horny, I just jack off and stop being horny.
He used to be a sad comic. And I said, Hastings, when I feel sad, I just stop being sad and feel awesome instead.
Yeah.
And then we licked the Liberty Bell.
Tell us a story about you being a pedophile.
Do you want to hear? No, like, okay. It was like, I'm the victim here. I want to be completely clear about that.
I don't know.
So this was the last time I was in a nightclub.
Like,
I've not been to a nightclub.
18-year-olds.
When was this, though? Like,
you said it was 28. 28. So it was like a year ago.
It was the last time.
I went to one in Adelaide.
It was last weekend.
I was 28. It was Halloween.
Imagine people like going to like Ivy now and there's 10 people in there.
It will have been 2 years
coincidentally,
ago.
Coincidentally, the last time I probably went to like a nightclub was also in Adelaide and maybe like 2012.
Really?
Yeah, we went, like, me and my mate Davis went, we stayed in this youth hostel, and, like, we were just, like, wandering down Rundle Mall drunk as shit, because we've been drinking in pubs all day, and, like, these two young girls are over 18. just want to say, because I'm on a podcast with a famous pedophile.
I don't like this.
And they told us to come to some club with them. I think it was called Revolver.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of that.
And because my...
That's big in Melbourne.
Davis,
I might have gone there.
Because we fell in love with the two girls and we called them Pinga Princesses. I remember that. But we never got anywhere with them. We ended up coming back and doing that like dog shit like pouch tobacco thing that you put in your mouth or something.
That's disgusting. Guy
in a hostel, and we're like, this is just as cool as eating pussy. And also, we were in Adelaide to see a Final Fantasy concert.
Yeah,
that's funny.
David's like Final Fantasy?
Yeah, he loved it back in the day.
Cool. I'm in, like, not a lot, but like I'm in clubs just like a little bit because I'm...
Yeah, but you started again.
Yeah, that's
but I was going to say, like, because I'm gay. So
I was going to say, like, this is the only time I can probably say, yeah, that's gay shit without seeming like a...
Yeah, like it actually genuinely is. They're always like gay clubs. It's like the club area at the bottom of the Imperial.
You should invite me sometime. Like, I still like dancing.
The reason that you'd actually want to come is that you like drugs.
Yeah.
Dancing's just a side effect.
I kiss a boy. Might want to kiss a boy.
Not a man.
I've been watching a lot of gay porn lately.
Not a man, huh? You'd rather kiss a boy.
All right.
Yeah.
Yes, I would rather kiss a young man.
You would go for a Twinkie guy.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, I would. Yes. No, I wouldn't mind a bit of muscles. Nice. Like, just not heaps. But a bit. Yeah, Jamie. I want Jamie. Yeah, Jamie's body. Jamie was taking
He was
his
lifting his
off.
Shirt there.
Not a little bit of muscle. Not hit Jamie's body.
So, yeah. I'm
so, tell this
I'm
awful 28. Story before you tell this other
I'm in
story.
I'm in the club. I'm in the club with my now wife.
It's the club.
The club.
Yeah, with a, club. I'm with a few mates. I'm dressed as the
Is
crow.
Is that racist to say the club?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm dressed as the crow. I'm in the club with my wife.
Are you actually dressed as a crow?
I put on a little makeup, yeah. There's photo, like I put it on Instagram.
Is it an emo
What was the
night?
Occasion?
Halloween.
Oh, right.
Is it an emo night?
Yeah, it was A&PM.
Yeah, okay.
Where's that?
Burdekin.
Right, yeah.
So
awful venue.
Yeah, I like it.
I can't remember if I like it or dislike it because I get it confused with another one around.
So do
the
I.
Area.
I think I said. I think
Burdekin's I get it confused with the beach. No, not the beach.
Burdekin's the one on like the bot on the Hyde Park end of Oxford Street, right?
What's the
down
fucking...
the bottom end of Oxford Street?
Yeah, Hyde Park end. Yeah.
What's
yeah,
the fucking the awful yeah, one end. Just off Oxford Street that's really popular and it's got two floors. One of them's a nightclub. I think it also begins with B.
Oh, Brighton Upper.
No, that's not it.
I like
it's
Brighton.
It's a really douchey place.
It's not Ark. That's a massive nightclub. But
fuck. Maybe it is the Burdekin. Maybe I'm wrong.
Burdekin's
got
like
up.
Three or four levels.
It's pretty
sick. It's like a function part.
You'd like the Burdekin, I think.
Yeah, I think I'm getting them confused because this place is like a classic place where like the people I was making fun of earlier.
Oh,
like
is it
a
like,
Ryan's
is it, is it on like
place.
A street off Oxford Street?
Yes.
Yeah, and it's like it's got two floors, bottom floor. It's kind of fancy and it's like douchey. I was there like, at least I lied all the time. I've been to heaps of nightclubs since this time, but not
of
as like
you have.
Not like going out to a nightclub is what I'm talking about. Yeah, I've been in there with like work people twice. The one you're talking about, it's called Sim. It has a name similar to the Burdekin. That's why I was checking.
I was going to say Beecham, but I know that the Beecham's around.
It's like
there.
Fuck. This must be frustrating. To
people. Oh, the gay bar.
No, it's not a gay bar. It's like a douchey bar. Cause like
it's got like a DJ upstairs.
Yeah, and downstairs, and it's got like
it's quite
a,
fancy.
It's got like a bar that's three.
Beresford.
Yes, I hate that.
It's
fucking
a gay
place.
Bar. Like
it's not
like it's not specifically a gay bar, but it's a gay bar.
It's a douchey. Sure.
Like, the nights I went, it was a lot of like
it's a douchey gay bar. It's
nights
like a gay
I went,
pub.
It was like a lot of like middle-aged straight people hooking up. It was weird.
Yeah.
Okay, tell your story.
The Beresford sucks. I don't like the Beresford. Okay,
so
it's not like the beer garden is nice, but like
the beer garden is great. Well, the whole pub sucks. Is quite nice. It's just like the people.
It looks
it's
good.
Full of dog shit.
Yeah.
So
it's all those like kind of like misogynistic gay men.
Yeah.
Like who like they do not have any female friends. Like every.
I mean, why would you?
Every one of their friends looks
like
exactly
if you're gay,
the same
like,
as they do.
If I was gay,
like,
I
if you can't have, if you don't want to have sex with them, why would you spend time with them?
If I was gay, I wouldn't even talk to a woman.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm in the club.
Well, I might just hear because you think maybe one day you'll both be able to fuck me.
No, it's because one day we think you'll go back.
You were going to say something like that.
Hastings has already got the banner.
You're hoping I go back because you know I'll only get hotter and more female.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that pains you inside is one day having to admit that you think I'm hot.
Yeah. I'll never admit it.
Oh, but I'll know. I've got enough operatives that will like tell me things that you've said.
I'll never even admit it to myself.
Yeah, Hastings will kill
us. Wank.
I mean, like somebody told me that you already said it, but I
they're lying.
But I'll tell you after the pod who it was, and that will make sense as to why I didn't necessarily believe them.
Right. I'm curious now.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
hilarious.
I didn't see. I was looking.
Who?
All right.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
There was like motivations behind
She's
her,
what we call an agent of chaos.
Okay, tell the story.
All right. So I'm in the club.
You dressed as the crow.
I'm dressed as the crow.
So you dressed as Caesar Kaiser.
I got my long, beautiful emo hair. Yeah, I was doing a tribute. I was doing a Halloween comedy covers because it was Halloween.
A cum tribute.
I've got my long, beautiful emo hair. I got my beautiful lip piercings in. I've got my sweetest scoop neck black t-shirt on, showing off my hot chest piece. I'm in the club. My wife's making out with some other guy. So I'm on the dance floor.
She's not your wife at this point.
No, my we got engaged not long after though.
Okay.
Like a month later, I think. So I'm in the club dancing.
What song was playing?
Can't remember. I was pretty drunk. This, you know, some young teen comes up to me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we don't, not a lot of words are exchanged, you know. I would say, I would go as far as say that no words are exchanged and we're just making out on the dance floor.
That's how good you are.
I'm that good, dude. I'm in my element. I'm a 28-year-old man at an emo night. I'm thriving, baby. I know every single word. This ain't a scene, it's an arms race.
She's like, I am going to blackmail this man.
Yeah.
Anyway.
She's added her own form of catfishing.
Yeah. So we're making out.
To catch a predator.
And she goes, I really like your lip piercings. And I go, thank you. That's so nice of you. And she goes, I was going to get some, but my parents won't let me.
Dude.
16. She's 16.
She was not 18.
She's lying.
She was not 18.
I'm so sure. I like, look, there's no way to know that for certain.
Yes, there is. You should have asked to see her ID.
Before I kissed her? Anyway.
Or at least after, so you could be like, whoa, distance myself from this entirely.
I obviously did that. So anyway, I
don't.
Go,
oh, so you're not asking because you want to, ignorance is bliss.
No, let me just tell the story.
Because you know that she was
fucking 16.
She goes,
I like your lip piercings. I want to get some, but my parents wouldn't let me. And I like pull back.
Hey, yo.
And I go, that's crazy. I'm an adult, so I do whatever I want. And she goes...
Which is a really cool
thing
to
say. No, but like, as
say.
Like an accusatory, I'm
probably
an adult.
Probably to a 16-year-old, it'd be cool.
I grabbed her blouse like to find the wire. And said, I'm an adult.
No, because I was like, I was accusing her of being, I was like, I'm an adult.
No, I'm 16 too.
And she goes...
But my parents are cool.
I will not do anything untoward.
Anyway, so I go, I'm an adult, and she goes, oh no, I'm 18. Like, I just still live with my parents and they'd be judgmental. Why? How old are you? And I said, I'm 28. And she like visibly recoiled, like visibly took a step back, but just at the number. And I like, I think was
with what level of speed and confidence did she return that? Oh no, I'm 18. My parents would just be shitty at me. Like,
it took her a second to figure out what I meant. But we'd stopped kissing. I wasn't committing a crime at this point.
No, that's when Hastings goes, baby, this ain't 18. It's a goddamn arms race. And he started hooking up with her again.
That second that she took to figure out what you said was a second she took to figure out a lie.
Yeah.
About
hey,
how she was 16.
She goes, how about you let me buy you my next drink? And she pulls out her Emily the Strange wallet. And you're like, oh, you're obviously 14 years old.
No, so she like looked 18, whatever. She looked
but also,
like 18.
We have said this. We've said this on the podcast before. Is like 18-year-olds look like children.
Yeah, it was very dark. She was like, it was a nightclub makeup situation.
Some of them don't.
Yeah, like
a lot of them do though.
Yeah.
Yes, and
I saw a bunch of them just like out on like King Street.
Yes, and I think it's more than likely that this one looked quite young.
Yeah, because she was 16.
Well, let's not assume like with you know
she is 12.
Guys, we're 50 minutes in and we haven't mentioned the movie because. All
I've
right.
got two stories. I don't think we're getting to that movie.
Yeah.
So
this might be a...
All right.
We've paused the movies
it's
for
It's
babies
week because it's the time I hooked up with one.
Oh, he said it?
No. So, okay. So what happened was... I'm completely innocent in the story. So what happened was...
Hey, that's for us to decide.
I go, I'm 28. She involuntarily like reacts to that. Not even horror, but just like...
Yeah, because imagine if you were 16 and you're making out with a 28-year-old.
Well, she's surprised by the number. Dude. And she see... And I'm like, I notice her. And then she goes, oh no, don't worry. You're like really hot for an old guy. And I didn't go to a nightclub. I haven't been to AMPM since then. I haven't been to an emo night since then. I didn't make out with her anymore. I walked away. I was like, ha, nice meeting you. And I went back to my wife and I was like, I don't think I can do this anymore. I think I left within 20 minutes.
You went up to your wife and you're like, hey,
I'm tapping on her shoulder while she's kissing
pedophile.
Another guy.
I've also heard you, like, say in the last year, like, we should go back to AMPM.
Yeah, I think I'm ready to go back. But
you've
I probably
had enough distance from the time that you committed a serious federal offense.
Well, she said, I don't. There's no
what if she's there and she's now 19?
There's no actual evidence that she's under 18. Like, there's no. But I, it never occurred to me either that she was under 18 until I told this story at my last job. And a few of the girls were like, dude, like, she might not have.
Yeah, like, you don't realize, like, telling this.
Why
like,
are you telling that story at work?
Yeah, that's insane.
I didn't. It was like my friends at work. Like,
that's
my
still,
boss wasn't there.
That's
like,
still insane.
Are you guys ready for this?
I didn't commit any crimes.
So,
I stopped
my girlfriend's making out with some dude.
As soon as I knew, I stopped. Like, I didn't. I did the right thing, you know? I was a perfect adult gentleman.
Yeah, I can't believe you volunteered that story. This is going on the internet.
It's not illegal. It's just wrong. And I didn't know. And I stopped once I knew. It's only illegal if she's under 18.
Which she might have been.
Well,
all evidence points to that she was.
No, no, but her being in a nightclub and saying she was 18 are both pretty strong pieces of evidence.
Fakies, dude.
Yeah, I
disagree
yeah, but
with
like,
that.
You can't
I disagree
just
with the amount of people.
That way. Look, I did ID a girl once. That did happen another time, and I was glad I did. She was 19. And I was like 25 at that stage, so it wasn't bad.
What's the process of like of IDing a girl in the
you pretend you're joking.
Throes of passion? Do you really?
You pretend you're joking.
Okay, so yeah, walk me through
to,
this one.
I reckon you'd have to do the like, prove it.
So I saw all the I saw the Paramore Bridge.
No way were you born in 1991.
Yeah. Mm. So it was when I got
if
to
only
her
you had a document to prove it.
I got to her room and
2001.
I got to her room
2012? You're 8 years old?
I got to her room and she had Paramore bed sheets and I was like, that's crazy. I'm going to need to see your ID. And she just pulled out her ID and handed it to me and I checked it.
That's like
if she had been 16.
Even if well, you are of age,
yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah,
go home to someone.
That surely she lived.
Oh, she certainly didn't look like she looked like an adult woman. Don't worry about
how many
one.
Girls have you slept with that live with their parents?
Oh, it'd be such a high number.
It'd be embarrassing.
Like when I slept with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that the question? I assume
two yeah. off the top of my head.
Didn't you fuck someone in like Adelaide?
That's the
we've told
that story is the girl who I did.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
About the same girl.
We've told that. Story
yeah,
before.
Plenty of times.
Actually, I've fucked people who live with their parents, just not at their parents' house. I'm thinking of times I've done it at the parents' house. Oh no, there was another one. That's three. Well, because one of the times, two of the times that I think of, a parent recognized me from comedy. Of two times it's happened that a parent's recognized me from comedy.
Shit,
yeah. Something for the adults and the kids.
Yeah,
the adults like the jerks. The kids like to fuck.
These women were all of age.
It really sounds like you have like a thing.
I really don't. Girls. Like I genuinely don't.
Yeah, which is weird because like you kind of don't.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of don't. I'm married to an adult woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
She's small like a child.
Yeah, though. she's got delicate childlike features.
Big titties.
Yeah, big titties.
I want that on record on pod. I'm just saying my wife has big titties.
Yeah, but a 16-year-old can do that too.
That's true.
All right, well, now you sound fucked.
No, I'm just pointing out facts, bro.
Are we going to talk about this movie, or are we just going to chalk this one up we had some good stories.
I got two stories.
This
could
be a pause, because Jamie's got stories, too.
I got two stories for you. Yeah, you can pick and choose.
Hit me.
One is, I was going to continue talking about Youth Club with Exchange Disco, and the second is going to the Stain on a night out.
I want to hear both. Let's start with
Youth
Club.
So what was the all-timer story, the Stain one?
The Stain one,
so
yeah.
Start with the other one and then end on the all-timer.
Yeah. So this is
especially
because
I need
this is a much smaller scale story.
Probably going to have to go.
Just like an embarrassing thing more. It's like, you went to a boys' school, right?
All boys.
Yeah, so you would have had the thing where like there were school discos where they carted in girls from other schools. Yeah. So I went to a co-ed school. So like our discos were like, with the girls in our school, but like one night on like Friday, they carted in like this French school. So like everyone in my school was like kind of buzzing, like who's gonna fucking, you know, tired of these fucking bitches and get like pieces of shit dudes. Like we're getting some new blood in for the goddamn disco, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, there's like all these French people came. And it was like a disco for like 12-year-olds, which mostly involves like hugging the wall while your friends are like, go ask her.
Don't be a fucking pussy. You might kiss a girl, maybe.
Yeah, don't be a fucking pussy, dude.
I had my first kiss at a school disco.
Stop crying, Jamie. Jamie, stop crying.
Jamie, she's not like the others.
Stop kissing the Liverpool badge on your full replica kit that you think is appropriate to wear out Yeah.
Why are you wearing the studded?
It's like, well, you know, I went to a European school, so like people did just wear like whole soccer outfits as like playing clothes.
Was this when you're in Europe?
Yeah.
Yeah, right, okay, sure.
So yeah, I was at this disco and like this like a bigger French girl.
Mm-hmm.
And you could tell that like both people, because like I was a very little man in high school.
Yeah.
I'll tell you about that later. Our friend Charlie is an idiot. But
oh my God, what's he done?
No. All right, tell me that. Like, I invited him to this thing and like he said he couldn't come.
He asked me today if I was going.
Yeah, he can't come anymore if like the numbers are done.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's just like, you know, like this girl was like a bigger girl,
mm-hmm.
From France, and like you could see like people conspiring because I was a very small boy.
Yeah.
Like I was because of the way school years work in Europe, I was the very youngest of my year, like right on the edge of the cutoff. So I was tiny, mm-hmm. and there was like this gigantic girl who was also like quite heavy. So they thought that would be hilarious if they made us dance together.
Yeah.
By like, but also by like lying and saying that we both wanted to dance with each other.
Yeah.
And then like she got mad. The girl got mad at me because like I asked her to dance very awkwardly, obviously, but then proceeded to like do a slow dance with her where I'd clearly never done it before and spent like 3 minutes just stepping all over her feet while everyone, all my friends, boys and girls laughed at me from the side wall.
Can I just say quietly? I've been drinking beers with friend of the show, Bebop the Schooler, all day, and I'm actually kind of lit up.
I haven't had any weed today.
I'm on two beers. I'm pretty good.
I came straight from work. I'm dead sober. That's why I'm so fucking bad at podcasting today, because I'm not high.
I went to the park, debuted my new look.
You look good. It's good. I like it. I like this look for you.
Thank you.
I'm going to wear my work uniform everywhere from now on. I'm recording in my work uniform.
Yeah.
I like that for you. Yeah, sensible hasty.
Yeah, I'm on the clock.
So,
yeah.
Is that the end of that one?
Yeah.
So now we've got this supposed all-timer story.
Yeah, I like this one. So this would have been like...
How close does this get to the Penn story?
I mean, we'll judge after.
I don't want to
build it up too much.
Yeah.
That's true.
I just can't believe I haven't told
you. It should be known, though, like when we were putting the call out to everybody for like, what do you want on the best of?
Yeah.
The Penn story was the most suggested thing.
Penn story, and I got a lot of Tom Walker and the Funkos.
Yeah.
Those were the two most, but Penn story was slightly more than Funkos.
I'm still not ruling it out. Friend of the show, Alexi Toliopoulos, has requested that I do a Twitter tour of my Funko Pops, and I'm not ruling it out. So, you know, I'll let you know if I end up doing that one day.
Please.
We talked a bit about Funkos on that episode.
It was more appropriate during like full COVID time. Anyway, go on, Jamie. Please tell me about my favorite pub.
Yeah, so this would have been about 2005, so it would have been 19, right?
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Well, I was in year 10.
Yeah.
That's staying pre-renovations, respect.
Yeah. So, like, I was living in Kellyville.
You looked at me like, I don't fucking know.
I was looking at Rose like a real, like, mm-hmm.
Yep. I think I've been there once.
Yeah, well, come my 30th.
Yeah. So I was living in Kellyville, so, like, my only experience with Manly would be, like, when I first moved to Australia and, like, my parents would have driven me out to Manly, the beach, and I would have been a surly prick the whole time because I would have been like, I don't want to be seen with you.
Play Pokemon.
I fucking hate the beach. Like, what if someone sees me? Like, yeah. I got my shirt off. I hate it.
You're wearing a t-shirt into the surf.
Yeah, I had no... baby, you better believe I have 5 rash shirts. Look like a marshmallow wrapped in cling film.
I used to wear the rash shirts, though, like, for the purpose of it, where I'd wear the rash shirt underneath the wetsuit.
Yeah, that is not why I wore it, sister. But,
suns out, guns out.
Yeah, this would have been, like, the ascendancy of MySpace. So, like, you meet...
05.
You know, yeah, I wasn't meeting like strangers and shit, but like a friend of a friend who lived in Manly, like started like talking, like, and we were posting on like my wall and the friend's wall, and they're like, hey, we should like all meet up one time. And, like, it was like a cute Indian girl who seemed like quite flirty with me, so I was like asking my friend,
and she lives in Manly.
Yeah, or like...
I'll get back to you.
Pretty wild. Like, I call bullshit Indian person in Manly.
Yeah, well, like...
There were Indian people in Manly.
Well, the other...
It's a very wild place, though.
Which is weird because I went on... the only Tinder date I went on in Manly as well. Another Indian girl.
No, right. It's very white.
She was like from England doing the backpacker thing.
Oh, yeah. That'd all be British Indian, yeah.
Yeah, I don't... I honestly, I'm not sure if she lived in Manly or it was just like... I know a place.
Yeah. Like, yeah. We don't have time to get into the class and race on this, but there's like, it makes sense to me that there are more Indian people in Manly than there are. There's not a lot of like Lebanese people.
Yeah.
In
yeah.
There's not a lot of like, there's a lot of first generation immigrants in Manly.
It's like Cronulla.
Yeah. Wealthy first generation immigrants love Manly.
I mean, her race has nothing to do with the story, so no, I don't know why I brought it up. But it was probably because if I said Divya, you might have been like, who?
What race?
Yeah. So, like, I was, like, talking to my friend, and she was like, yeah, I'll bring, like, a couple of my girlfriends. And, like, we'll, like, go out with you and Mike. And I was like, yeah, fucking, like, we should tee this up, dude. Because, like, we're, like, horny virgins. Like, we're, like, we got to fucking...
You're 19. Yeah.
Horny virgins who are out of high school.
Yeah,
so, like,
we are hot to trot.
You're, like... You're stinging for it at that point.
Yeah, and, like, this is, like, a group of people that, like, think we're funny and, like, cool independently of high school with no baggage. So, like, you sail out to Manly and you're just like, I'm the coolest motherfucker in the world.
Mm. Yep.
So, like, we made plans with these people and, like, obviously, because we're still living, like, out in the hills, so we don't really... Like, I don't even know if...
How long would it have taken you to get to Manly from the hills?
So, like, I drove my friend Mike, which, like, sucks. Because, like, knowing what I know now, I would have been like, just get drunk, dude. Like, like you'll figure out where to sleep later. Probably in her bed. But
Or, you know, like, on the street.
Yeah.
Or on the beach.
Or on a night rider, puking, being like, I'm sorry.
God, I never got a night... Because I lived in the Shire when I started coming into cities still. And I just, like, I never got on a night rider that someone didn't vomit on.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Horrifying. Heaps.
I've been that guy. I've been friends with that guy. I've gotten vomit from a stranger from that guy.
Yeah.
We got on one, me and like an old friend, his name was Jacob, and like me and him got on a night rider, which was like weirdly like not many people were on it, and like got it to go back to Sutherland, and then we're like, once we get there, we'll figure out like someone's fucking mother can come get us or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to Hurstville, which is like... The kind of like, coming back, like Redfern and then like Hurstville and then Sutherland. They're like the big kind of like junction stations.
Yeah, Hurstville's a big station.
Yeah.
I remember eating fried Korean mushroom in Hurstville train station after busting too quick.
Yeah. Oh, man, there's some fucking, we've told that story on the pod.
Yeah.
There's some fucking excellent Asian food in Hurstville. But
why?
Because there's a high Asian population in Hurstville.
Oh. What do you think about that?
Can I just say, I'm in support. But, we get to Hurstville, and by the time we get to Hurstville, me and Jacob are the only two people left on the night rider. So the bus driver just goes, "Get off!"
Yeah, fuck.
He's like, "I'm not fucking taking you any further."
Yeah, yeah.
Like, damn.
But this says like N10, go to Sutherland. He's just like, "Nah, doesn't anymore." Like,
fuck,
get off! Like,
yeah,
get off or sit here. And we're like. Like what we should have done was just sat there and be like,
yeah. How old were you?
Maybe like 20, 19, 20.
If you were kids, you could have gotten him in trouble.
Now you're reminding me about another story about the wokest cabbie I've ever had. But that's
finish the stain story.
Let's do a lot of divergences. I like this. But like, so he just kicked us off. And then we were sitting in this like the bus shelter, being like, "What the fuck do we do?" Because I think both of our like phones had run out of battery or something like that.
That's a big one.
So we just fell asleep in the bus shelter, and like, you won't be able to see it on like listening to this, but like, I fell asleep kind of like leaning forward. So
yeah.
Like my arm was on my leg, and I was like leaning on the arm on my leg.
Yeah.
And I woke up. And, like, both of us woke up and just, like it was daylight.
Yeah.
Just like, oh, shit. Like, our parents were probably fucking wondering where we are.
Yeah.
And I went to get up, but I didn't realize that, like, the leg that I was leaning on had gone numb.
Yeah.
So I got up and then immediately went backwards. And it is one of the greatest shames of my life that I didn't get to watch myself go down.
Yeah.
Because Jacob laughed for about 10 minutes and he was like, "I cannot tell you how fucking funny that looked." Like, it felt like the way I went down, it felt funny.
Yeah.
Like, it was a
bummer. That's sick. A slow motion fall? Like one of those ones? Or
no,
real fast?
Just like, whoa! Yeah. Like, real catastrophic.
All right, so
what? Hang on, you drive work cab driver.
All right, we're doing work cab driver.
No, we'll forget about that for now. We're getting too far away from my story.
Okay.
So they were like, "Come to Manly," and so like we're a like I'm on like again reiterate we're like No, we would have been 18 in the hills. Okay. And, like, so drinking-wise, like, we've gone to maybe, like, the Castle Hill RSL. We're not petite. We haven't, like, really dipped our, like, toes in, like, the city scene. The Inner West is, like, a glint in, like, the future, you know? Like, like, the city when you're from the suburbs is fucking Star Bar and the Lowenbrow. that's where,
like,
you go.
I started going to the Cross when I was like 18. I was like a big Cross, like Oxford Street guy.
Yeah.
We tried that and then quickly...
It's possible, Jamie, that I'm cooler than you. Has that occurred to you?
We'd go to like Mansions and World Bar and stuff like that and be like, hang on, this sucks. And then we've like found Newtown and we're like, oh, right. People that...
Well, also like we started going to Oxford Street in like 2008.
Yeah.
Mm.
Did you ever do Starfuck? Yeah, that's when I started going to Oxford Street. Did you do Starfuckers, Rose? You would have loved it.
Yeah. No, I was like, but...
Not, I was big into it.
Not till later.
Yeah,
so you did the same thing as me, is what you're saying.
Starfuckers was in the Cross.
Because I didn't...
Yeah, but
like,
you started going to the Cross and Oxford Street when... Like we did as well, like when we'd got bored of the city.
Like Starfuckers, I would have started...
I never went to the city.
Yeah, I know, because you missed...
I'm counting that as
you
the city.
Missed that part.
I would have started going to Starfuckers around the time that we became like friends.
Yeah, right. Because I was pretty much done by then.
Like that was around the time that I like started to become a big like party drug taker.
Anyway,
yeah.
So we're
I'm
like,
cooler than you.
We're like, fuck. How are we gonna? What are we gonna do? Like the same.
Look at our shirts.
That was to Jamie. That was to Jamie.
Gonna, you're not. Actually, I'm looking here at the official results and it says you're not cool with me.
There's something here that says being pedophile, not cool.
Yeah, going out in the actual city itself sucks.
Well, the city is the worst.
I skipped that. I did suburbs, then, Cross.
The only vaguely good thing in the city was like Good God.
Yeah, I did Good God a couple times.
I did Good God.
I did a side change. I did a night called Side Change, which was like a trap night at Good God like a few years ago. That was real fun. That was like so sick.
Good God was like good when like Levens was there, like playing dumb party hits and stuff like that.
So we were like, yeah, sick, Manly will be great. And I was like, how are you going to get there? Like, and still, like, we were living with our parents, so it wasn't like get a hotel, like, you know, just fucking do stuff. It was like, you got to get home eventually. So I was like, I'll drive.
Yeah.
And this is that beautiful, like, period that you treasure these days between Christmas and New Year's when no one's working and everyone, it's fucking balls hot.
God,
and everyone
loves
partying.
I had to work that time period last New Year's Christmas Eve and it sucked.
I could get that in your vibe then.
Yeah.
Like, I had to do it.
I'd been gainfully unemployed for a long time and
I did
just
it
like, living it up.
I did that period a bit when it was retail and the only thing keeping you going was the bonanza you made in like
penalty
rates.
A lot of money in that
period. Man, having to do like the 11-hour fucking shift at the drive through bottle shop attached to the pub on Christmas Eve was the worst thing in the world.
Big W, 18 years old, working the fucking 5 to midnight shift.
Christmas Eve?
Not that, like, whole week.
Right.
It's amazing because, like, 5 to 7, it's busy. You hate yourself. 7 to midnight, it rules. You just hang out with your friends and the hottest Christmas casuals you'll ever fucking see, who may or may not be around 17, but you're 18,
so
it's kind of fine.
Would be open until midnight.
Macquarie.
Like, on Christmas, yeah, for sure. Northern Beaches ones. Would, like the one at
Ringham Mall's
midnight.
Ringham Mall and Macquarie are the two biggest Big W's.
Like Miranda, Westfield, Meyer would be open late, but not that late.
Because the Big W, the Big W at Ringham Mall's massive, but that just, I just thought all Ringham Malls, I mean, all
Jamie
Big W's
is
massive.
Just like... on a fart that sounded like someone tearing a sheet of paper.
It stinks.
Hey,
it was long.
You worked at Big W. Does the W stand for Woolworths?
It does.
Or does it stand for something funny?
It does. Because my mum used to call it Woolworths.
Jamie, does it stand
for... I don't think it does stand for Woolworths. Like,
what does it stand for? It's so clearly wrong.
It stands for wanking.
Yes!
But it's actually like all modeled on Walmart. Like if you ever go to Walmart in America, like a lot of the signage is similar. Anyway, so I decided.
Oh God, that fart's just made it over here. It's not good.
I decided to drive to Mount. And
let's,
like,
let him get through it this time.
Like I said, it's the middle of December, so it's fucking hot. We're going to like the beach town as well.
Mm.
So like my mate, so I'm wearing like 2005, so it would have been like longish, like cargo shorts and like a red t-shirt, like a band t-shirt that I got imported from Hot Topic. So,
That's rough.
We get to the Stain at about like 7 or 8, and it's like fucking pumping. Like we've seen like busy places before, like at like cause, but not like as intimidating, maybe.
Yeah.
So we kind of like walk around,
not heaving.
Yeah, and so, like, we don't, like, and we're getting messages from this girl as well, being like, hey, I got a first drink, where are you? And we're like, oh, yeah. So we're like, all right, let's go. And we go up, so there's the part where, like, the bouncer is, we wait in line, we've got our IDs, we're 18, we're good to go. Mm-hmm. And there's a big stair up to, like, where, and you can hear the music. And
I know exactly the bit. I know exactly what where you are.
And you can see all, like, the women in short dresses walking up, and you're just like, fuck, we've arrived, baby. Like,
Manly rules.
Cash Money Records.
We're going to have the best time on my 30th.
This is, like, the creepiest episode that we've recorded in so long.
Yeah, but, I'm 18. Like, it's all right to be attracted to 18-year-olds.
Yeah, but the way that...
She was 18.
The tone of your voice while you're saying it now.
Yeah.
With reverence and logic.
Short skirts walking a little...
Yeah, well, they're also, like, fucking hot dudes walking around with their big packages. Like, does that help? They'd probably be... I could see...
Probably help tastings.
Yeah, dude.
Because you're gay.
If we... Yeah. If we want to be... If we want to get equal, I could... Yeah, so there were fucking hot chicks wearing, like, short skirts, and there were these fucking dudes wearing, like, tight tarot cash shirts, and you could see their fucking rippling pecs and just wonder, like, I want to get inside that asshole, you know? But, like, so I...
Would daddy care? Also, just an absolute sidebar. I was just at a friend of the show, Beer Bar Baskula's house, and, like, a bunch of them are watching, like, the RuPaul's Drag Race finale, and so some of them have, like, done themselves up in drag, and B gave their friend Geordie a great drag name, which was Donatella my dad.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that is good.
Pretty good. And then B did herself up in, like, boy drag, and she's called Willie Call.
Oh, that's good too.
Oh, that is good.
All right. She's, like, secret hidden strength. She's good drag name generator.
Okay.
Anyway, keep going.
So I, like, go to the bouncer. I'm full of confidence because I haven't drunk. And I've got an ID. Mm. I'm like, here we go, buddy. And he was like, yeah, you can't come in. And I was like, what? What do you fucking mean? Bitch.
You said those exact
words.
No,
of course not. I said, oh, I know.
Oh, why not?
And he goes, you're wearing shorts, man.
Oh, yeah. See, that when you said shorts before, I was like, this could be a problem.
Should have ducked over the Quicksilver across the road, picked up a couple jeans.
That's still there, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it might have been closed.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah, it would be.
So I'm like, fuck. And my friend, like Mike, he's wearing pants.
Mm.
Yeah, he's wearing...
He can't wear shorts at a club. You think you could in the Stain, though, because the Stain's like a pub that has...
No, sorry.
When
sorry.
It becomes nine.
He is not wearing pants. He is wearing very, very long shorts. I'm wearing regular shorts.
Yeah. Right.
And...
He's wearing those ones where, like, an old bloke would be like, what are they, bloody long shorts or short longs?
Yeah. So, like, they'd probably go down to, like, just above the ankle.
So,
the way
three-quarter pants, basically.
Yeah, like, essentially three-quarter pants. So, we're like, fuck.
Which, that's why he didn't get let in, fucking old man, in three-quarter pants.
So, we walk outside and we're like, what the fuck are we going to do?
Yeah.
And so, like, immediately, like, this girl is, like, messaging us, being like, where are you? And we're like, do we tell her that we didn't get in because we're wearing shorts, or does that make us seem like unfuckable losers, like, right off the bat?
It does, to answer your question.
Yeah, we're this was the ducks of the high school and me. Like, the brain trust was work. We knew not to message her.
How,
like,
did you not think to wear pants?
Yeah. Because we'd never experienced
it. You'd never experienced pre-RF.
Well, you were just going to, like, Kellyville Hotel or something like that, where they just let you in anything or some shit.
Well, Castle Hill RSL, like, had, like, ID scanning and, like, membership, and if you wore shorts, you could still get in.
Yeah, like, you just have to have enclosed shoes in, like, an RSL.
Yeah, so, and,
like,
we're, like, beach fucking town in the middle of summer, like, why? And, like, I've been to the fucking Stain in shorts since.
Yeah. Because on a Saturday night, it's, like, a very different... vibe to like they're Tuesday afternoon.
But I feel like a lot of people's
it's a pub with clubby bits in it. You would assume you could get into the pub bit with shorts.
Yeah. It has five bars.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like venues overall have relaxed their policy on shorts over the years.
Yeah, they have.
Yes, they have.
Like, a lot more
men's
places.
Shorts have become more acceptable. Mm.
Yeah.
Like,
so we're like, oh,
because design has, like, progressed to, like, make nice shorts
thing.
Yeah, my hot tuna shorts with piranhas on it. Yeah. But no, these were like regular.
Hot buttered or whatever.
These were like regular, like, cargo-y shorts. And so, like, obviously the first thought is we don't tell the girl. Mm. And we thought what you said. Yeah. It's like, it's a fucking surf town. There's going to be some goddamn store around where we can get a pair of jeans for like $10.
Yeah.
$10 is ambitious.
Yeah. Well, you know, we walked. We did.
You're forking out 80 minimum.
We did a lap. This is pre Google Maps, pre smartphone as yeah. well. So like,
because well, that's right next to the mall, right?
Like, no. Stain. No. Stain's on the Corso.
Yeah,
the
but that's kind of like a mall-y bit.
That is a mall. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. When you said the mall, I thought you meant Ringham Mall. Yeah. But it's like a 10-minute drive.
Yeah. But we're like immediately, like we don't know where we are.
Yeah.
Like so, our bearings are.
You're
just
on the corner
of
Sydney Road and the Corso.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Thanks, Andrew. Where were you then? Probably doing your school certificate.
Yeah, I was 15. Yeah. 15, not even. 15, I was getting my first girlfriend.
Wouldn't you have been 14?
2005? 15,
yeah, well, I was
14,
fucking
20,
about...
15.
I was this close to getting my first girlfriend, dude. Spencer.
Yeah, you were being 9. Yes. Not even school certificate. 2005.
So we were... Yeah, so we went around, we looked, we're like, ah, shit. And, like, my friend was like, I tell you what, like, my
Let's
shorts...
Let's rob a stranger and steal
no,
his
No, he
pants.
Was like, my shorts are pretty long. Hmm. I reckon, like, if I pull them down just a little bit, like, pants. And I was like...
Like, about that far? Like,
yeah, I'm wearing my pants pretty low right now. Yeah.
They are completely, like, your belt is under your butt.
What's worse as well is like there's no elastic in this underwear.
No,
that's rough, man.
Yeah, I went
and
this
I think
morning.
It's a, what is that like?
It says it's.
I thought
mom,
it said bad moms, no, and I was like, did you get that like merch?
No.
Like
a promotional underwear from the movie.
No, better. My mum bought me this underwear. It's the she got it from me as a souvenir from Spain.
So it turns out it should say good moms because she got you some underwear.
She got me some underwear.
So anyway,
yeah.
Oh man, I might need another beer to tell the story, but
there's more in the fridge. If you feel
okay, so what happened? Hey, seems to be a deer.
Put a beer?
Yeah, please.
Do you want me? I'll get him.
Yeah, I can vamp for a second. So we're walking around being like, oh my God. Like, and my friend's like, I reckon if I pull my shorts down, they will look like pants. They'll like look a bit baggy, but this is maybe a summer before like ultra skinny came in.
Yep,
so you could still get away with it. And he was wearing black shorts.
I bought some like skinny leg black jeans when I was in year 10 and we had a mufti day and I wore them and like all the girls were like, that's great. And I couldn't have got more shit from the guys.
Yeah.
And then fucking 2 or 3 years later, every cunt was wearing them.
Yeah. By year 11, you got made fun of for wearing baggy jeans at my school. And
yeah.
I remember a kid getting made of for wearing skinny jeans in year 9. Like, it turned so quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon I, like, transitioned into it in my, like, first year uni.
Yeah. So, this would have been... Yeah, this would have been just pre-skinny jean.
Mm. Yeah.
So, like, everyone was... And so, like, he was wearing black shorts, so he pulled them down.
Mm.
Kind of worked. Like, we were, like, interesting.
Mm.
It was like, I reckon you can pull that off, dude.
Yeah.
And he was like, okay. You try.
So you just pull your shorts down.
And so I'm wearing like, they're long-ish shorts. Like,
how long's the shirt? That's it.
Long enough.
Past the knee? Is shorts past the knee?
The shorts.
And like, this shirt is pretty long right now. Like, I've got a shirt that goes almost to my knees, basic.
Not really. You're also crouching down a little bit.
Oh, I am. Okay.
It's
like
past the belt.
Like halfway to the knee.
Yeah, that's
halfway to the knee. Like,
well, let me tell a story.
Okay.
So I'm wearing like shorts that go below the knee.
Mm-hmm.
Like, classic, less baggy, but like a Tom DeLonge.
Mate, you don't get a cargo short that's above the knee.
Yeah, like a Tom DeLonge-ish short. And it's like,
yeah,
that,
like Dickies or
and
something.
And it's like that chino color before chinos really became like the worn pant.
Yeah,
yeah, it's like the Dickies thing.
Yeah.
It was like the skate
shirt. Yeah, classic cargo shorts.
So he's like, you give it a go. And I've got like quite a long t-shirt on, so I'm like, all right. And I was like, I pulled it down, like probably like lower than you. So like my whole ass.
Yeah.
Like the pant is sitting below, like the shorts are sitting below.
I've got to ask.
Yeah.
Satin boxes?
Probably.
At
18, that's good.
Yeah, that's rough at 18.
Actually, probably not. When I was in year 10, I had a pair of satin boxes from like one of those novelty stores.
Yeah, they were called like Dick's House?
No, it was the MasterCard logo, but it said Mr. Hard.
Oh, that's pretty good.
I had a bunch that were, it was called Dick's House, and it was always like some little pun. So it would be like, Dick gets his cock out, and it's like the little thing.
Yeah, right.
Like a thing, or like Dick has a huge tool. Yep. But I also had one that was good. It said, it was like a bunch of people, including a polar bear, like with their face like pushed up against the glass, like they were marveling at something, and it said the genuine article.
Fuck yeah.
Okay.
That's pretty good. I wish I still had that.
I had Snoopy ones. They were very non-threatening.
So so my friend asked me to pull my shorts down. I do it.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's not great.
You're pushing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're definitely pushing it, right? Mm. So, like, and also, like, we're going back to the same bouncer.
Yeah, yeah. Or to the same guy.
But he's like, gonna look.
But it's a long line.
He's gonna look to see if
so,
you
like,
have you ever done the thing where you, like, one of you doesn't get let in, so you and your mate go around the corner, swap shirts, and you muss your hair up?
No, me and a friend made out to get into a club, though, once.
Yeah, we tried that. It didn't work.
It worked for us.
Wollongong.
Okay, so we're like, all right. And so, like, I'm waddling because, like, that's how I can walk, like, in these. Because, like, they're...
You're probably trying to hold them up, right?
Yeah, I've got a hand, like, in the belt loop.
Yeah.
Like, but, like, round the back where my shirt is.
Mm.
And, like, they're around my thighs. So, like, if you, like, lifted your shirt up and, like, what's that, mate? You'd see, like, my underpants end, a little bit of my thigh, and then the shorts. That's how low
you're
down
ready for
they
the
were.
Easiest decking of all time.
Yeah. Magically, we get to the front of the line.
Sick.
He lets us in.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. We do it.
Ready to get those fingies wet.
We are stoked. Like, we're like, we are the smartest motherfuckers in the world.
Yeah.
We have driven all this way.
Like, obviously, you'd be thinking that. But really, what it is that bouncer is the dumbest motherfucker in the world.
Man, respect.
Right. So, you get in, right?
Mm.
And then, as you get in, we message.
Hike the pants up.
So we're like high-fiving each other, being like, let's message Div and like find out where she is. She's like, I'm upstairs. Mm. First thing that we have to do is go upstairs where there is another like security team.
Oh, no.
So we have to keep the shorts down while we walk up the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
My friend's shorts, remember, are long, long shorts. So he doesn't really have a problem.
Yeah.
I go up three stairs, ping the button on my pants, explodes off, flies like across the room.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Sick.
Like, it's like, and it's, this is not like a button you just like put in. It's tied by string.
Yeah. Mm.
So unless like, I was carrying an embroidery kit, the button is gone.
Yeah.
I am now wearing pants without a belt.
Zip or buttons?
Zip.
But the top button.
But I am now wearing
the top
pants
button's gone.
Without a belt around my thigh with the top button gone.
You just like hold if it's up manual.
If it's button down, top button, you could do without. But zip, that makes it hard.
So I had to like immediately like pretend that like I had a cramp. Wow.
The sniper. Yeah. The Premier League sniper.
While
oh, my leg.
While I got the fabric of like my pants and smooshed it through the buttonhole as far as could fucking possibly go.
Sick. Great.
Right? And like, so like, I get it in.
I know when I'm a young lady at the end of the night and I'm taking off some young man's pants, it's like, lay down on the bed, Jamie, I'm about to show you a good time.
Yeah.
Let me just get that shirt out of the way. Now let's take off this. Oh, wait, what do we have here? You've put.
You seem to be missing a
the fabric of the corner of your cargo shorts through the buttonhole. And just sort of looped it around.
I couldn't
I can't believe how turned on I am, James.
I couldn't be hornier. Right
I've never wanted to suck a dick so bad.
It's like, I'm going to suck your dick right
thank
now.
Thank you for this opportunity, James.
So, yeah, like, I'm going up the stairs with my fucking, like, pants through my pants.
Yeah.
Are you, like, are you worried they're going to fall off at any point?
Yeah. Now I'm, like, holding, like, the belt
I
loop
imagine
up.
It's all he could think about.
Yeah. Now I'm holding the belt loop up with my left hand around my back, and I've got my thumb like right here, so it looks like I've constantly got my hand on my dick. So
you
I
look
could...
like it's like some weird kind of like country musician stance.
Oh, well, because like the first time I figured out, like, man, I can like just pull the fabric through this belt hole, like so. Like, I mean, this is visual, but like, I was like, fuck, all right. So I pulled it through, and I was like, And, like, it's there. You take one step, it immediately comes down.
Yeah, of course it does. Yeah.
My pants start falling down.
Because there's nothing to stop it from going back out.
So it immediately becomes apparent, like, I can only hang out with these people if I'm holding up my pants manually all night.
But wouldn't it just be once you get past the bouncer, you can just chuck them up and, like, do the belt up?
There's no belt.
You didn't have a belt. Oh, the belt. So you kept saying belt loop.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not wearing a belt.
Oh, you needed a belt.
There's nothing.
The belt would have changed so much.
There's nothing that keeps these pants on except for the hands that I was given.
Oh, no. Yeah.
The hands that God gave you. So it's like, rather than the belt your dad
This is
did.
A sitcom storyline.
So it's like, at this point, it's like. It was like my friend Mike's like,
come clean to the girl.
Yeah, no, yeah. They're fucking all right.
And like, hope that they think. But at that age, you don't like.
I was basically the same.
No, but at that age, you don't think that a girl will find that yeah. like charming and like, yeah. Oh, you know,
I know for certain that she won't find my pants falling off charming.
Well,
yeah, you'll just think like, oh, what a fucking dork, what a loser. Like that's yeah. you tell that story now, and someone will be like, that's funny.
Yeah,
like,
that's where you've had a hard you're time, right.
Okay.
Not really. But like, so like, the first thing is like, I do the cram, I put him through, and I like say to my friend Mike, like, and he's like laughing, being like, I can't. Like, he's laughing at me for it happening. He's laughing that we managed to get in the first yeah. step. We get in the second step. It's fine. But like I said, like, I've got my hands around my pants the entire time. Like, this chick is like, I mean, like, Mike, big hug. Like, me, big hug. Like, I got my hands pinned to my fucking side.
Not
yeah.
responding
like,
at all.
Like, fuck, yeah. patting her. Like a wet that. Fish. Yeah, yeah. Just like, it's. And like, first time I fucking met her
yeah,
in
yeah,
my
yeah,
life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, he has history with her. Like, they used to go to an international school together.
Yeah.
But she, like me, she just knows as like, the cool guy who's kind of like into punk rock and stuff yeah, from MySpace.
Yeah, yeah.
Who
yeah,
like,
right.
Looks like he's having the time of his life singing Sing Star with his shirt off. And here I am, like, desperately holding a pair of cargo shorts for dear life. And that's when I'm like, you know what? Maybe this story is kind of charming.
That's some king shit, brother.
Because I'm like, I got to fucking say something now.
Yeah,
because like,
I think good yeah. instinct. I would.
Because like, the girls are like, let's go dance. And I'm like, love a drink first.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And also, I can't, like, movements are limited with my dance moves, right?
But as well,
like, it's pretty much boot scooting or nothing
like,
else.
And that, like, is the problem with, like, where we were at the stand. It was, like, essentially a club. Like, if it was, like, yeah. hey, we went to Newtown, we're going to the Cordy, I would have been, like,
yeah, you can just sit in the front seat.
A little bit embarrassing. I'm going to the smoking area. I'm punching 50 darts. I still might get a 50-50% chance of getting rooted. You know,
yeah. You yeah. sit. You for just. Sure. You just sit in a seat. Send somebody. You give someone your card. Never yeah. have to get up.
This is like my dancing.
At worst, you hold your pants yeah. when you go to the toilet.
Whereas this like. Is like my dancing is probably already going to be working against me. Like, these girls are at 19. They don't want to see me do the sprinkler. Mm. You know, like,
I haven't even seen you dance ever.
You're not fucking gonna.
Exactly.
Yeah, so like, I was like, this story will be charming. Like, we have to come clean. Mm. We tell the story. It tells out also these girls have brought other guys to the thing.
Oh, no.
So not only do I have to tell the cute story to them, I have to tell it to their guy friends as well.
Mm. Yeah, that is a problem.
And that's the point where they're kind of like, ah.
Mm.
Well, we're going to go dance.
Jamie's the special friend. I say. Yeah. Yeah.
And then we never saw them.
Of course.
Like, oh, no.
They went dancing and presumably left while like we kind of just were like, fuck.
Oh, man.
And then
that's so sick.
And then we drove an hour and a half home.
I'm picturing you just in the driver's seat, which I know it wouldn't have been, but it's just funny.
I was in the driver's seat.
But it's just like you in the driver's seat with your pants around your ankles.
Definitely.
I think I
just you and your friend not talking.
Yeah.
I wonder if my friend remembers our story. I got a text. And
where'd you park? The library car park?
Man, that would have been 15, 16 years ago.
Probably the library
that
car park.
That story would have been such a confidence shaker.
I love it.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
How long after that did you lose your virginity? That's a good question, I think.
Man, it's like a weird one because like I started fooling around with someone and doing like close.
Nah, it's got to be P and V.
You're not having
yeah, but like closest like pretty recently after. So it wasn't that like it was kind of just like, you know, because like I was a little fucking twee bullshit. Like I want to be a sitcom writer when I grow up. So I was like, put that in the story file, you know.
Yeah.
Like, it's easy to
that
go
actually,
to a,
like
it's,
should be in the fucking
yeah,
story file.
It's easy to go to Macquarie University and then write for a major US network. It's not unrealistic at all, Dad. Like, you know, like I'm never going to do insurance.
Apparently, the ABC have an open door policy for pitches.
No, they have an open door.
Why would you tell the listener that? You're just generating competition.
They have an open door policy.
You think anyone that listens to this podcast has got a fucking good idea?
No, none of them.
Yes, it's mostly comics.
Yeah, but they're listening to this podcast. Yeah, what's a bad idea?
I don't want them to know.
What's going to happen? Is Tim Clark going to move here and take all our jobs? Probably.
Probably, yeah.
Or Tim message.
Tim Clark just comes and he's like, I got a job at ABC. I've got this new sitcom about some fucking fat loser whose shorts can't stay on.
Hi, Tim Clark. He messaged me the other day.
His girlfriend was mad about Movies for Babies.
Because we called Heavyweights a movie for babies.
Yeah,
now we kind of got to watch it so that we can say it's for babies.
All right, but not until we do next week's episode, my absolute favorite movie.
I gotta go take a piss.
I gotta go home to my wife. Like, can we end this podcast?
Bitch,
I'm probably gonna go.
Sunday night. Your wife's not going. Your wife's out already.
No, she's just home, left. Dude.
Well, I just had to leave B's house. Like, I'm probably gonna go.
Are you going
back?
All right. Well, I gotta take a piss.
Well, thanks for the invite, B.
Let's do like 10 minutes more.
Oh my god. All right.
Honestly, I'm enjoying these longer episodes because, like, you don't get to see.
Me too. I just haven't had dinner.
Yeah. But, like, I only had one meal in me today, which was, like, 10 nuggets and large chips.
But the difference between you and I is I work today and also for the last 9 months. Jamie just chimed from the bathroom. Ah, the only difference between you and Rose.
I couldn't hear him, so thank you.
Yeah.
Fuck you. I applied for some pretty high paying gigs this week, and I'm not going to get any of those jobs.
That's cool. My wife got a job.
Doing what?
It's HR. She's like, her career's in HR.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Yeah, she got a HR job with a HR consulting company. She's very excited. There were 250 applicants, and she got the job.
That's a pretty good effort.
Mm-hmm.
I've applied for some government stuff, which if you're from the government, it's not me.
They're talking about, you know how I was going to have a fake work name? That was the big plan, and it ended up not happening?
Yeah, because I came into your work and said, hey, I'm here for Andrew Thomas, and someone looked at me with this confused look, and went like,
"Well, now I got to pick a different work name if we decide to do that again."
But they're like, "Do you mean Andrew Hastings?" And like,
"Yeah,
well, yeah." So like, I don't know. I was trying to do the right thing.
Is because they need to know my legal name for payment stuff or whatever. Like second day, they just like abandoned it and were calling me Andrew Hastings, and I was like, "Whoa!" And then they were like, "Why? What's with the name?" And I was like, "Yeah, it's because like I'm a comedian.
Why
I don't want people googling
you Andrew. Like who uses
like
your full name?
Like it's in email addresses and on email." Signatures. It's
No one calls him Andrew. Everyone calls him Hastings.
Well, there are just
the only time I call you Andrew is like if I'm trying to be like really overtly disgusted.
There are some.
By
there are some people
said.
Who immediately are just like, you're not getting called your first name, bitch. Like,
I just
like,
want, I just
like
want
no
a fake
one calls you
name.
Kirk.
I do sometimes, but usually it'll be in reference
really,
to
like,
another Jamie.
People don't call me Kirk. There'd be like an O or a Y at the end. Usually,
Kirky. Yeah, Kirky. I hear Kirky a bit.
I'd probably have
I
more
should
people
probably,
call you Kirk than Kirky
you,
or Kirk O.
You might have gleaned this from the story, but I did never see that girl in person again.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, no, I fucking assumed.
Of course.
But I did get to listen to the Phoenix TX live album all the way home, which is quite fun.
That's pretty cool.
Bit of Phoebe Cates.
Oh, a lot of Phoebe Cates.
What was I talking about? Something about my job.
Sex.
Having sex?
I'd love to
Let's fuck, we're doing this for an hour and a half. Can I go?
I'd love to have that
again. Keep going if you want. I just want to go home.
No, you're not allowed.
Oh, man.
You're the breakout star of this pod. You got to say until you've done a story that's funny.
I've done, you've been really lacking this episode.
Come on.
I've been on fire this
Come on,
episode.
Breakout star. Do something. Get a closer going.
Guys,
look, I'll give you your due. I think you were very funny last week's episode.
All right. Guys, I'm very addicted to marijuana. Okay, can I just come clean?
What if we did?
I haven't smoked marijuana since very late last night / very early this morning, some might say.
What if the last 15 minutes of this were Andrew Hastings, the performance review?
No, thank
you. Hey, here's a fun thing. We're all going to be in a venue together tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to the pub.
That'd be fun. Where is this place? Do you know where this place
is? It's
on
Elizabeth Street. It's like towards Surrey Hills. It's like, it's very close to here. You can walk there within like 15 minutes.
Right.
I've been there. It's cool. Like,
I'll
it's
be
a small 10 bar.
Minutes late. I'll be coming straight from work.
Oh, no, I know what you mean. Yeah, I know. I've been there.
It's real near Jack's place.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, I've actually been to that
Future
place.
Guest,
I was
Jack
like today,
Wright.
Like, what the fuck is that? Yeah, I've been there.
It's cool. They've got Mario Kart.
That's pretty cool.
Apparently, we can play our own music there all night, too. Like, it's our
bar. Oh, shit, that rules.
We've hired it for the night.
Yeah, it's 4 hours.
Oh, shit. I thought it would have just been like an hour or
nah,
some
shit. Nah, it's 6 till 10.
Nah, we're getting cut up, dude.
Oh man, that rules.
6 to 10, it's like a bar.
Why
takeover.
Did I do all the coke last night?
Yeah, dude.
I don't know.
Absolutely.
Like, I wish I could tell.
So
you.
As my housemate just walks through grinning.
No, yeah, it's 4 hours. They got Jenga and stuff. That's like coke, but for cool nerds.
I plan on just, yeah. I was thinking more we sort of drink pretty heavily and then yell at each other a lot.
Yeah, we're probably.
I mean, that will happen.
That will happen. Can't wait to fucking tell a bro I love him. You know?
I love it, dude. No, what I was saying before is about work stuff. No, this is interesting for the portal. I was going to say that because they're talking about like promotion eventually. Like, it's eventually I might, like, yeah. Down the line. Nothing.
It's like a goodwill gesture for, like, grinning and bearing it through in this the whole thing.
No. I'm actually quite good at this job, it turns out. It helps that it's very easy.
And yet I didn't get.
Yeah.
I interviewed for this job and I didn't get it.
Yeah, that's true.
Andrew Hastings is on track to become the CEO.
Yeah.
God, imagine.
I almost said the name of the company.
Yeah, don't say the name of the company.
The entire episode.
No, just beep out the end of
we'll,
the
we'll, we'll do the mug off. He's on track to become the CEO of Skinner.
Yeah. But I got to. I think I'm going to see if I can force a meet, like, while working for the same company, if I can be like, can we just publicly make me a different name so no one Googles me? Particularly if I get promoted.
Let's come up with a complete new name. There's no names that
it's
are
kind
yours.
Of important that pod listeners also don't know my work name. So, you don't want it to cross-pollinate.
Jason Derulo.
All right, I'll go by Jason Derulo.
I love it.
Yeah. We'll go by Jason Derulo.
Hang on, I've got a great one for you.
Pitbull.
Reese Piper.
Yeah. I might do that. I'm going to change my name to Andrew Reese Piper.
I don't think anyone's using that name.
You can keep the Andrew in there because you'd be Reese Andrew Piper.
Oh, man, I might do it.
There you go. That's my full dead name.
How cancer would be if I came out? I was like, I got a new stage name. It's Reese Piper. That'd be so sick.
I don't think you would. Like, because most people would honestly be like, who the fuck's Reese Piper?
That's true.
Well, no, not most people. Like, I've been around long enough that most people know my dead name.
No, but I was saying that, like, there are a lot of people around who only know you as Rose Piper.
There are, but like within the comedy scene, there are more people that knew me before.
Yeah, they forgot about you, dude. No
I'm
one
trying
thinks
to think
about
of like people that.
Like people that are never like people
man,
that,
I love Muppet's Treasure Island.
It's so good, right? Let's talk about it next week.
Like trying to think of people who've guessed it on the pod. Like Conchetta has never known me as Reese.
Mm-hmm. I was going to think like a bunch of room runners, but then like maybe not.
Because my thing is like I met you like 8 years ago, but I still feel like I don't know you.
You're an enigma.
It's because I'm an enigma. So yeah.
You call me?
I'm an edgy iconoclast.
Yeah, absolutely.
I wear general pants.
That was my old joke.
Yeah, no. I wear general pants.
I just like it to be known that even though
general pants.
Even though I look like this whole outfit has come from general pants,
it does.
None of it has.
I went shopping at Glue the other day and I hated it. I hate
it. Like, is this hat funny?
Yeah, it's good. I like that. Yeah.
It's white supremacy.
White ox. It's the prison tobacco.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently it's filth.
Goo.
Have you never smoked it?
No.
It's so awful.
I don't smoke rollies. Like even when I don't smoke cigarettes anymore. When I did, I didn't smoke rollies.
Like,
much.
Me like, neither, it, brother.
Like, it
was kind of only when I took them off you.
Like you know, like normally same. You can have like a grotty dart.
Yeah.
But like it's revolting.
Yeah.
It's so bad. It's like the clean skin of tobacco.
Have you ever had like the like you know when you like people are like you know you can get the non government packets, cigarette packets if you go to the you know dodgy Chinese store
oh,
around
yeah.
the corner.
The one down in the corner of Abercrombie
like,
Street.
It'll be like 20 Marlboro Golds, thank you, and then they'll look like Marlboro Golds and then you'll smoke them and be like, what is this? Like you'll be like, what is this
nightmare? Yeah, I'm pretty sure I've watched Jack Ryan do that.
That's what I imagine why
the Marlboro Golds honestly aren't so bad. It's when they're like, we've got reds.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
why
yeah.
you're in trouble.
Because Marlboro Reds will be terrible anyway. Reds
Marlboro
so
Reds
bad.
Are terrible. But like when you get drunk, sometimes you don't know.
I'm not a pussy. I smoke blacks.
Like I smoke rollies, which is like whatever level of like heftiness or whatever. But like when I used
depends
to work,
the filter.
When I used to work in the bottle shop, what?
Filter is how you regulate the strength of rolly cigarettes.
Do you know Bill Hicks used to fucking smoke Marlboro Reds, and if he couldn't find the Marlboro Red, he'd get a Marlboro Light and rip the filter off, bro.
You know what you can also do? If
dude,
you get,
that's fucking
do you want to know
sick.
Another truth?
Yeah. This do you also know Lenny Bruce founded comedy as we know it today?
Yeah, I heard that.
There's just more conversation.
He was,
man, like, when I used to work in the bottle shop...
He wasn't
like,
afraid to broach taboo topics.
My point, if you get a paperclip and stick a hole through a cigarette filter, it'll make the cigarette weaker. Someone showed me that once at work.
Weaker?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it lets more oxygen in. That's what, if you look at a like a cigarette, there's holes in the top of the filter, and that's like to do with oxygen.
I have in the direst
smoked
a dart with no filter because I didn't have any left.
I've done that, yeah.
Do you know if like in the first level of Tomb Raider, if you turn around like four times, Lara Croft gets naked?
Do you know that in Mario 64, if you go up to the top, like the top mirror room, and you press the right combination buttons in front of the mirror?
Wario does 9/11.
Yeah, basically.
Wahoo.
Wahoo. And then
they call that Lara Croft on missing clothes.
Yeah, baby.
So that was a reference to missing no.
Yeah. I got it. Anytime? You know, if you put Lara Croft in the sixth spot of your bag in Pokemon Red, then sail up and down the side of Cinnabar Island, you get infinite naked Lara Crofts.
Have you ever beat off to Lara Croft?
No, never. I was never a Tomb Raider fan. And that's the only reason.
I wasn't a gamer.
Tim really liked Tim.
Do you know what I used to beat off to a video game wise? This is the most beat off I've gotten done over a
video
game.
Can I guess?
Probably some child.
Trish Stratus in the WWE game.
Yep.
Can I guess?
Fucking nailed it.
Trish, specifically, when you would create a wrestler, you would create their entrance, and one of the things you had to set is the movie that would play on the screen behind them when they walk out.
Mm.
So you could preview them in the creative thing. So you go to what Trish Stratus' entrance is. It's all bikini pics, baby.
God. Trish Stratus is still absolutely gorgeous.
I beat off
she's
to,
beautiful.
I beat off to Eve from Metal Gear Solid 3.
Yeah.
Like in-game footage.
Oh, I never got to that. I only played Metal Gear Solid in the second one.
Well, because she was like a character. Like Hideo Kojima is like a female character over the years.
I beat off to Psycho Mantis from the first one. I'm like, I love that gimp suit, baby.
I like that he's reading. I was like, yeah, you don't want to read Nicholson my... you don't want to read my thoughts, Psycho Mantis.
Mads Mikkelsen's in Death Stranding, right? I didn't make that
up. Yeah, he is.
I bet off to Conan O'Brien in Death Stranding.
I bet off to Norman Reedus, the original Boondock Saint.
I beat off to the orange portal from Portal. It's the girl, one of the two.
I was like, I could see, like, I bet you there
you
is...
You looked at me then like I'd have any fucking idea what you were
going to say.
I was looking to see if you knew what I was talking about. No idea.
I'd be willing to bet money that there is some weeb out there. Probably someone who listens to this podcast has beat off to GLaDOS.
I've seen GLaDOS porn. Well, because also...
Yeah, but not porn. I mean, just the voice.
There's What's an that? Inherently sexual...
It's like a GLaDOS horny computer.
It's a robot
girl. She's not horny.
She's a bit horny. Like, she's never overtly horny, but you can't... There is...
You know what?
She's a little sexualized.
The horniness seems like marketed to people like you.
Well, there's also... There's another reason for it. There's like a big... And it's like generally considered to be spot on. Like, GLaDOS's design from the first game is supposed to be based on a woman in bondage. Like a woman tied up and suspended. Because it's and you find out in the second one, it makes sense. Because in the second
game
one...
The game rose into gaming.
Yeah. In the second one, you find out that she's a captive of...
Someone has to have made like a BDSM video game.
Oh, yeah. Custer's Last Stand. No.
There's a lot of... There has to be a thing of like, how much can you take? Like,
there's like... Yeah,
Custer's Last Stand.
There is
how much of a dildo
there
can
is,
you fit in there?
There is...
Be like a Newgrounds like thing as
yeah.
well. But also, that like,
there's
also
like... I mean, like,
Japan
a lot of
stuff,
girls
right?
like dress like Death Trap Dungeon was like the person just dressed like a dominatrix. Like, the chick from Sin dressed like a dominatrix.
On the BDSM thing, like, I feel like this is like an interesting point.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I'm listening.
I was dating this girl in like 2018, and
I don't believe.
Fact check. I'm gonna call for a fact check.
You know who it is? She was absolutely gorgeous.
If you talk quicker, we won't get as many gags in.
That's what I like, because I do talk at this pace all the time and on stage, and I'm constantly so worried that like people are gonna fucking shout shit.
It's hard not to.
Yeah, you should be.
I know.
You should be, bitch.
I know. And then the other
just put in seven jerks.
I think the other reason that people don't is because I'm trans and they're like, oh, it'd be a hate crime.
Absolutely. But,
well, did they hassle you before? They were too scared because you're
tall. More so. Yeah, like, people used to... Like,
they were like, might be trans. Can't do it.
People used to get shit in more so before I came out. But
I can't believe we've done an hour and 40 minutes.
Dude, you're mallying.
Dude, this is the longest... This is our longest ever episode.
I reckon we could do 2.5.
My wife's going to be furious.
Just tell her to order in.
Show her the movie. Did you show her the movie?
No, I watched it when I was away.
No, The DVD you got back.
Oh, I did. Yeah.
You don't have that trump card anymore.
No.
DVD?
I gave him back some DVD.
Was for this pod. It was But I'm a Cheerleader. It was Yvette's copy, and she really wanted it back. It's like her favorite movie.
Ages. Oh, yeah. She would
never watched.
Yeah. She was upset that she didn't get to come on here, but sorry, we got a porn star to come on and do it instead.
Yeah. I was a little bit in the bad books, and it was a good way to, that got me some points. Thanks, James.
You're welcome.
What story was I even just telling slowly as I do?
Something about BDSM. Yeah. You were dating a girl.
Oh, yeah, I was dating this girl in like 2018. And like, I don't know if it was the first or maybe the second time that we fucked, but she was like, hey, I've just bought this strap-on, which like, I didn't know if I was ever going to be able to use on anyone, but like,
were you out in 2018?
Yeah.
I was thinking like your ex-girlfriend.
No, it was...
Yeah. All right.
But so she has brought it out, and it's like, she's like, I know you've been pegged before. It's quite small.
Yeah.
Right? Like a pretty small dildo. And she tried to fuck me with it, and it was like really uncomfortable and weird.
Yeah.
And then eventually we came back to my place.
Yeah.
Like another night, and she was like, I want to fuck you again. Can we use your strap on, which is much bigger?
Yeah.
And it worked great.
Yeah, right.
So apparently I can go bigger than smaller. Which I find
go
odd.
Big and go home.
I hate to bring this up at 1 hour and 45 minutes, but a couple of days ago, immediately after watching the movie Muppet Treasure Island, which you'll hear next week, and we'll just tell you Mother We Ate It All.
maybe.
I had a
story.
I had a woman put like a mouth, like an oral syringe, not a sharp syringe, like an oral syringe that you would use for a baby or whatever. Put one of those up my asshole, filled with a solution of MDMA and water. It's a thing. I googled it. Didn't work for me. Worked great for her. You can put liquid drugs up your butt.
This is deeply unsettling.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wanted. She was like, "You sure?" And I was like, "Let's try it." And then it didn't work for me, and it worked for her. But yeah, she was like basically had to get behind.
Why
me
did
and, like,
it not work
me.
For you? Did it just like drain out of your ass? You just pissing
so
out of your ass.
So you have this like, there's two sphincters. There's like your butthole, and then there's the one like behind it.
Yeah, I got a HD in anatomy at first year.
Yeah, couldn't get past the second one. She get past the second one.
Yeah, it means you're not hammering the fucking syringe hard enough.
A butt baby.
Yeah, but yeah, I had a syringe full of drugs put up my ass a couple days ago.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, it was pretty fun, but it too much of it leaked out because I couldn't like get it fully in. So like, I hate to think what she saw, but was like running down my legs and shit. I'm like, that's good MDMA.
Do you ever worry that you're deeply unlikable?
Well, I didn't.
To the next step?
To the next step? Yeah, can we plug stuff?
Yeah, if you want.
Okay, Rose Alice Piper, Twitter, Facebook, to the next step.
Why don't you plug your gig?
Oh, yeah.
You got a gig?
Yeah, I'm doing a gig. I'm fucking June 8th, I'm doing a gig at Sneaky Possum. I will be doing a stand-up gig in a venue.
Absolutely, James.
Same.
All right.
But on the 22nd of June.
I spoke to the runner of that room and told him that I was looking to do a spot. I have not... I spoke to him. He said he was very keen and very excited to have me on. I have not yet been booked for a spot.
It'll
to the next step.
It'll happen, brother. To the next step.